before someone records better than me 8 years from now.
They'll talk shit about you and your crappy.
He used to encode an MP3. Recording. He recorded with a microphone. He didn't use liquid recorders like we have now. Friggin' Neanderthal. Liquid? I'm Vangelis, and I hope that you're ready, ladies and gentlemen, to enjoy your hell. This is WTF at TFW, episode 130, January 13th, 2011. This is our first Even Teamer, our second podcast of 2011. Happy New Year, gents. You're allowed to say something when I say happy New Year.
You haven't intro'd us yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Caller's back on. I'll shock you if you talk while I talk again. With me today is Aaron. Aaron, you may speak.
Year and a half of training. You should have known that until you say our name, we cannot talk.
We don't.
Year and a half, no, two and a half years.
We don't exist. We are Schrodinger's podcasters.
Yeah.
Also here, as always, is Omega's Prime.
My collar off.
Well, say something and find out.
Hi, everyone.
Click. Hello.
Hello.
Join me, please, in welcoming back with a fully functional computer, Lupus Convoy.
Hey, everybody.
He's not Defuzz.
But he's been gone long enough to get a.
No, I am kind of fuzzy though.
I get to do it once. How are you doing?
Not bad. And on a brand new spanking computer that's not about to explode anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, Lupus Convoy has been absent due to all technology around him detonating violently when he walked
by. Xboxes, PCs, laptops.
What about the DS? Is the Magic DS still working?
The Magic DS has been shielded from my evil powers.
Okay.
Now, all the shockwaves of the TVs and Xboxes exploding sent it, you know, out of harm's way. And
what is magic, you know?
Exactly. Welcome back.
Thank you. And you do realize that I've got the shock collar, like, insulated, right?
You think it uses electricity.
Oh, crap.
First topic. Hey. We were just talking before the show. Lupus was asking us whether or not Prime was any good because he hasn't had a chance to see it yet. Soon, we'll be able to start debating whether or not the toys are any good, it seems. Rumor has it from China that Prime toys are in development. And apparently, the latest quote I read was that some of us might think RC is cool, is what I read. Now, the toy fair... And by that, I mean, like, the event, Toy Fair, is coming up in February, if I recall correctly. Is that right?
I think
Let's pretend you're right and keep going.
Let's say it's coming in February. That would time out really well with having some prototypes, at least, developed for a toy line somewhere down the road that might be based on Prime, I would think.
Except for, I think at Toy Fair they're going to be flogging movie toys because there's that movie thing coming up.
I'm thinking more so for their PDF presentation, or sorry, PowerPoint presentation.
Because
if these are in development now, they'd be great protos. So it'd probably be like, by the way, that cartoon, here's what it looks like. That's what I'm thinking. Callers are off.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sitting here waiting for a PDF to load for Toy Fair.
Oh, doing some data checkup for us. So yeah. Basically, from sources that have in past been fairly accurate to a moderate degree, it is fair now to hypothesize that Prime toys are in development and that they are in far enough development for people to have seen how they work. So I'm thinking, I'd say 30% chance that one might be seen, at least on screen, at Toy Fair. Those are my odds I'm putting down. Omega,
I think you're way off.
Whoa, wait, hang on. Okay, Aaron, what are your odds? Boy, challenging my 30%.
Like I said, I think I think that Toy Fair is a virtually zero odds. They're going to be beating the heck out of movie toys. They're going to be showing off.
Even the PowerPoint?
Even the PowerPoint. They don't want anybody to think that there's going to be anything other than the movie toys.
I got to hold on to my 30%. I mean, well, this is actually not the same topic. I guess we can roll it together, but they just had also those new listings found on All Toys Transformers for two more generations that we haven't heard of. And three more. Yeah, that's right, Starscream. So that would be, to me, a perfect little like ender after, you know, here's our presentation, movie. By the way, generations, and here is a prototype of a thing. I don't know, it just, to me, would jive together to make sense, presentation-wise. Not to say I think it's going to actually happen for sure, as I said, 30%, which I think is generous.
Mm-hmm. No, I could see maybe at BotCon, since all the movie stuff would be, if not out, just about to hit. I could see at the end of the design panel.
Well, being yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. And then, like, oh, here's a picture. Oh, we didn't mean to show that one illegal, guys. Ha ha.
Well, no, I'm certain that anything in development will probably at least be mentioned to BotCon. But I'm more so thinking in terms of the Toy Fair showing that they usually do beforehand. I mean, it will be movie centric, but I'm an optimistic dude, I will admit. You know, take my 30%, cut it in half if you must, but I wouldn't say it's a zero.
No,
just small.
I just think that there's already enough. They're going to be pushing that the movie stuff so hard. Because, yeah, Toy Fair, finally, the PDF finally loaded for me. February 13th to 16th.
That's earlier. I thought it was going to be 20-something. That is earlier than I expected. All right, all right.
Okay,
15%.
So it's a whole week early. That 30% is out the window.
15% now, I'm sorry. 15%. It's how my mind works. Omegas, what do you think is going to happen at Toy Fair?
I think Aaron's right. They're going to be pushing those movie toys as hard as they can with a new movie coming out and the fact that pretty much only movie toys do the business that Walmart and Target really, really like. But it's just aside from those listings that we got for these new upcoming generations toys, we also know that they haven't done any official announcement for things like a Wheeljack. You know, there's listings coming up, and that's about it.
Yeah,
we know there's a remold of Thunderwing coming, a remold of Wreck-Gar coming.
And there's official picks that TFW got for, or sorry, I think everyone, even Entertainment Earth, got for Thundercracker and Wheeljack. So that's to me more evidence that there might be at least generation stuff in the PowerPoint slides at Toy Fair.
I could see generation stuff,
and that's why I'm just thinking like generations could segue into ready.
I could see Prime coming out in generations, squeaking out. But I'm not saying a Prime toy line. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Well, I mean, the nature of the Prime figures in question is still unknown. I mean, it is still it's given who brought it up. It's very likely that they're happening, but it is still in rumor. I just think that, especially with Prime being the next media and being a somewhat movie connected in visual sense media, it wouldn't be out of character for something Prime wise to show up in the PowerPoint if it's ready to be seen at Toy Fair. Like, there's a million ifs involved in where I'm coming from.
Does Toy Fair even generally show off stuff that's too advanced? I thought normally they're just showing.
Usually they show something that has at least a paint master done. So that's again where, since we don't entirely know where in development the Prime toys are, it's all based on a lot of ifs.
Essentially, we know absolutely nothing right now.
That's basically
what we're saying.
We are basing a lot of this on pure puffs of smoke, which I should have clarified off the bat. Lupus, who is your favorite Transformers Prime character, and what do you hope their toy is like?
RC, and I hope it's really, really snazzy. with a shiny pink or blue or whatever color she is.
S250 specifically said RC is probably going to be cool.
Probably, because, you know, it's RC.
Hey!
It's probably going to be a motorcycle again.
She is, in fact. I could spoil that much for you.
Oh my god! No way!
You didn't have the spoiler bumper in there. What are they going to do?
This is a spoiler section. Yeah,
it's like washed eyes. Come on, you're not supposed to say things like that. No spoilers.
No.
Well, I should mention, Lupus, this is not a spoiler, but RC is in fact one of the most hotly debated potential toys of Prime because her CG character model is through many, you know, comparison pictures passed around, becoming infamous for, if not mass shifting, then really pushing the limits of how gigantic a robot you can get out of a motorcycle. Which I think
so. It's going to be like the whole Black Arachnia Beast Machines thing all over again.
Well, the thing is that like she is a tiny motorcycle, and then she is how many feet tall would you say?
No, 10 to 12.
Yeah, she becomes a very large robot compared to the size of the motorcycle mode, and that has many people curious about her toy. If it happens, because she seems to do a lot of compression. And it would be neat if that actually came across in the toy.
They could lock down it to a limit, but, I mean, in the show, I mean, the bike is the size of her leg.
Yeah,
but at the same time, you know, it's a bike. You can only have so much mass there.
That's the thing, is her robot, like, her bike mode, as Omega said, is the size of, like, maybe her leg. So, it's, but the thing is, that then again, well, the show guys said that they have a working transforming model for every character, which means there is some method to the madness that is being seen. So,
scale up.
And who knows? I mean, it's very likely it is just a scale up, but it would be so neat if there actually was some, like, just a lockdown plus of, like, everything compresses and accordions up, and then you just stretch the bike out into a robot. I don't know.
Lots of sliding rails.
But these Prime toys are entirely hypothetical. I just wanted to put it out there, what info we do know. So those who
honestly, if they're going to do it at Toy Fair, I could see it be okay, this is the movie. And once the movie is over, this is what we've got coming down the line. We're not flash in the pan fad.
Yeah, that's why I felt that there was, if these things are ready to be seen at Toy Fair, that would be an okay venue for them, because they are the post-movie media, and shareholders would likely be interested to know if the line has any foresight into its future beyond the films. So, I mean, it does, because they have a TV show going on. But
yeah, but the shareholders aren't necessarily going to know that, and they have a lot of people might have to be spoon-fed.
Now, Optimus Prime is a red truck.
Truck.
T-R.
Was blue.
Can you say truck?
Sure. I knew you could.
Talk. No. So that's all we really got on the Prime toys, because I think we've hit the wall as far as we can go with it before we get into full on speculation. Like, do you think that Soundwave's face will have a working LCD plate?
No, you just get stickers.
No spoilers meant there for Lupus.
He's got a faceplate? Oh my god.
Ruined!
Oh, I can't watch it now.
Let's go into some new picks. Let's pick out some pictures. Let's talk about pictures. Do you guys like pictures? I love pictures.
Only if they got a nice black matte finish.
I love matte finishes. Aaron, what's your picture?
Anything even happened this last week?
A huge number of them are spoiler section, but
yeah. I mean, other than that, trying to continue with some of the fun we had before, the new images of the Perfect Effect 11 shield.
Yes, more of their camera fellow.
Yeah.
Fellows.
But how the shield bit can hold all of the weapons, it looks like. Knives, gun.
I kind of dig that.
and it makes the massive tower SWAT shield. So kudos on that. I just don't know what else. Because that's a spoiler.
Huge number of spoiler pictures.
Spoiler WTF, TFW 128 now online.
Notorious MSG in 129.
Yeah.
Chinatown Hustler.
Spoiler.
Lupus, have you seen the Perfect Effect reflectory thing?
I looked at the shield. That was the cool part for me.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
Oh, I guess it's really going to depend on how big it is.
There's a size comparison pick there with some deluxes.
Ooh, and I will go check this out
in camera mode. It's a deluxe-sized camera.
There was another one that I had seen in Radicons that are that fellow member Big Bad Boombox showed me that was very, very promising. And I honestly, that kind of edged me out over the Perfect Effect one.
What's up with like everyone suddenly kind of being into Reflector all of a sudden?
It might just be because he might be the only one left. Like we've got third party of everything, and Generations is handling everything else.
Yeah, where's our third party skids?
Or Cosmos?
Where is our third party Generations Cosmos? All this Reflector.
Cosmos doesn't get love.
Reflector nonsense. What about
Cosmos is the one that shuts down lines too, though.
What about Cosmos?
He's the line killer. He doesn't kill the line, but he does get smaller and smaller and smaller as you get closer.
Why does nobody love me? That's Cosmos.
Because you're out in space hanging out by yourself.
Because if they make a third party Cosmos,
stop abducting cows.
If they make a third party Cosmos, all third party toys will suddenly cease to exist. The entire
That's what
scene.
Hasbro's waiting for.
Yeah, Hasbro's waiting for a third party Cosmos. That's when they're going to drop the hammer. They're going to be like, we want to treat you guys as equal as we treat our own toy lines. So we'll wait till you Cosmos something. Omegas, what is your new picture pick?
Well, it seems to be a week of third party goodness because they are all over the place.
Deja vu.
Yeah, I knew. Someone showed off. It's not the one that's actually going to be released publicly, but someone showed off their 3D printed Hearts of Steel Insecticons.
Oh yeah, that's part of that whole kerfuffle because the 3D printed ones that a dude made for himself showed up kind of in tandem with Mastermind saying, "Oh, we are working on them too," and then everyone got confused. Is what I understand, anyway.
Indeed. I find it hilarious that it came up at the exact same time. But, I mean, for something that someone just did himself on a 3D printer, they are impressive.
Lots of people were coming down, like, they look so clunky. And then you find out that the dude basically printed them, and you're like, well, actually, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's a college project.
Yeah, once it goes from being like something that someone's going to buy to something someone made for themselves as a project, to me it's a total different perspective. And many people pointed out also that the clunky silhouettes did not at all match up with the silhouettes Mastermind put up.
Yeah, even in the listing, there's a nice little there is a version of that image, and yeah, they're not quite very close. Considering this one isn't getting sold, I think this actually has the freedom to come closer to the models than Mastermind's version,
mm-hmm.
which is a nice advantage. And they look pretty good. It's too bad this was printed because odds are they probably won't end up in color anytime soon.
No, and as I understand it, 3D printing like that sometimes robs you of the ability to have lots of panel detailing and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah. So they had lots of flat surfaces. I mean, that could be fixed up, you know, by him later on with like a knife and a ruler. But
yeah,
I heard something though. And I'd swear I read this in the threads, and I don't want to start misinformation on this. So please tell me if I'm wrong. But I thought I read in the thread that Mastermind mentioned they might like be contacting that guy for some design input. Am I misremembering something?
I didn't read through the thread, so I'm not quite sure.
Damn. If any listeners like recently have read through the thread, please post in this episode's thread, because I thought I read that, and I think that's really cool, and that's a very smart idea if they do so, but I actually can't remember now if they're going to do so.
Yeah, well, it'd be a smart idea to do it, because this guy went all out on this thing. I mean, there is panel detailing on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it accurate in all of the modes to the comic book versions, but he also took the engineering and put lights in them.
Yes.
And you've got little panels with, like, machine details underneath that you flip open.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a ton of work went into something that really isn't going to be for sale anytime soon. So if they have the idea of, you know, contacting this guy for a few design tips, you know, how did you pull this off and such, I'd be thrilled, because there's a lot of little things on here I'd like to see make it to the actual one.
Well, I think that maybe if it was just conjecture somebody posted as fact, I could see why someone would come to that conclusion, because the very nature of the Nightmorpher Commander was a custom Hearts of Steel Prime that was then turned into a mass-produced third-party item. So if those dudes are up for that kind of creative synergy, even if they are, you know, if they're obviously in the midst of designing them themselves, it would certainly, I think, behoove them well to ask another dude who just happened to do the same project, like, hey, anything cool that you thought of during that that we might not have? I mean, who knows? Like, there is
scanning through the thread right now, looking for a mention of that.
I wish I could remember how I got that idea in my head, because I know I read it, but now it's the problem of reading through too much discussion. I start losing my sense for, like, what is someone kind of going, like, I think this happened, so I'm going to say it like it happened, or me taking something the wrong way. So, like, don't take my word on Mastermind having contacted the dude, but maybe if they're listening, or if he's listening, and that neither of them have contacted each other, it would be cool to contact one another. Because clearly you guys are on the same wavelength if you're making friggin' Hearts of Steel Insecticons of all things.
Yeah.
Design I completely forgot existed.
Yeah. Jeez, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. I wanted these things since they first showed them off. I thought this was a great idea.
I entirely forgot they existed until I saw some design pics when all this stuff started up, and I saw the Dawn design pic, and I was like, oh, I remember that. And then I looked at it again, and I was like, I remember that was awesome. Because they combine into an insect train.
I will say, he doesn't seem to have kickback finished, because he's in the combined train mode, but there's no robot mode.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he didn't get all the way completed.
Oh, I bet
one.
That's finished.
Well, he forgot to take a picture
photos.
Of it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, hopefully that stuff...
I think if you had it in the vehicle mode, you're going to have the design to make him a robot. Maybe it's just like, didn't like the way that one came out.
Well, kickback is one of the weirder ones because of those, like, shock legs. Yeah. Like, I would assume, given the shape of the shock absorber legs, that might have been hard to do via a 3D printer. Unless they're showing on the train mode, and I'm actually looking at the picture right now. I'm just recalling
the
design.
Yeah, they're there on the train mode. It doesn't have, like, the big spiral that the art does, but...
Yeah.
No, uh-oh. Reading through the thread, it looks like he's working with Mastermind as a result of possibly some Ingrish issues.
That's where, that's where a huge number of misunderstandings about what they were arose from, was some babble fishing of the AC Toys post.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, even if they don't contact him, clearly they know how to do that stuff. But it would be, I think, worthwhile to do some brain share. Like, who else has done the Hearts of Steel Insecticons?
Yeah, no one.
Exactly. So if one other person has worked on them, why not contact him and see what's up? Especially if he did it as a thing for himself. And he made him deluxe size. That train must be,
yeah,
like,
this thing is huge.
Let's move along before I get off on another third party ramble about the nature of the art and blah 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 blah. Lupus, do you have a new picture you'd like to pick out?
Yeah, I'm still trying to find that other reflector, but for now, there is a thread by Ram Redder, and I'm pulling this one out of the Redicons archives. Oh no, imagine that. But this is also a third-party piece called Salvo. It's a Shapewave on order... Target Master.
Link me.
Oh, I shall link. I shall link in the mightiest way possible.
Whilst the link is
with
incoming.
With Master Sword and Fairy that goes, hey, listen. So, mind you, this is something that you can order automatically through the website. And it's more than a deluxe, but considering these are one-off prints that you customize and print and paint up yourself, it's not too bad.
I'm counting at least 10 parts.
Ball joints. Yeah.
That's not bad.
I think it's more than that.
Oh, 14 parts. Oh, and you can get them pre-dyed if you don't want to paint them.
even better. So yeah, I'm all for this. I've looked at this saw before and then saw, hey, there's a thread about it on the page. Looks like it's got decent articulation, and I love the mini-cons. I love the Target Master, Brain Master gimmicks, so this is right up my alley.
And this is a scene that I've always been curious about where it would go, because Shapeways is an interesting medium to work in. I know that Vengsta has mentioned that anything more intricate than, you know, something like this ends up not being worth it in Shapeways just because of the sheer costs. I recall, I think in that reflector thread, actually, or a reflector thread, somewhere he mentioned that he had a a steel jaw design, and then when he test fit it into Shapeways, it was going to cost like $1,000 at least to get a copy of it.
$1,000 for a reflector, $100 for his steel jaw. Continue.
Wow.
But, it was probably a very intricate steel jaw design. but for stuff like this, especially stuff like this, it seems like
the perfect medium for it.
Yeah, like I mean, if I was going to say there was one critique due to the Shapeways nature, it's that a lot of the flat surfaces have that kind of
rough.
Yeah, the rough finish, like not really messy or anything, not really ripply, but just that Shapeways-y 3D printed finish. That would be the only reason that this would suffer, I think, from being on Shapeways. Other than that, it looks fine. I think it looks great. Like, I'm actually surprised he was able to get that much detail in the head and the chest.
For what it is, it's not bad.
Yeah, that's marvelous.
That's my pick of the week.
I am happy you showed me this. Hopefully I will remember to put a link in the thread. This is really cool. And anyone else who has done Shapeways stuff, it must be in Radicons, you know, if people have kits up. But I know
there
I've
are.
Seen...
There's a couple threads for the various kits that are out there.
I've seen alternate heads.
Really?
Yeah, I recall actually a couple months ago, when checking in Radicons, a lot of people have been using Shapeways for alternate heads, because that stuff does work in there for a decent cost. I'm trying to remember what I looked at. It was a pyro head. Someone did up a more pyro-esque head for the BotCon pyro toy. And,
awesome.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. Sorry, now I'm ogling at that Shapeways texture. As much as I'm criticizing it for making things a bit muddy, it's also really alluring to stare at.
But at the same time, you can, if someone were to use that into what they were making, like someone that's acid pitted or something like that.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, do you know why that texture comes out in 3D printed stuff?
Yeah, maybe.
Just on the off chance. I just had this feeling that maybe.
Yeah. I've worked with 3D printers before. I've printed a few parts before.
So why can't they do intricate, small-level detail?
Depending on the printer method and the material type, you get so much thickness. Two of the three types of printers are kind of... Think like an inkjet printer, how it goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to lay down a certain thickness of material. So you only have so many DPI, kind of.
Ah, okay.
And so you can't make things super fine, because then you'd have to be laying down super fine layers of material. And as such, you know, it'd be a lot more cost prohibitive.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you deal with plastic cooling and the fact that you have to print it quick enough that when you're laying down hot plastic, it's on top of hot plastic.
And then the melting
points. But then it needs to cool well enough so that you don't have a whole glob of hot plastic that's trying to stack up something. And there's considerations with a capital C.
Because yeah, it's like I was just thinking when you mentioned DPI, it's kind of like, it's like pixels, but in a physical form, sort of.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, you know, think of it kind of like the difference between the iPhone 3G and the 4 with your Retina display. You know, the Retina display is a lot better because there's more pixels.
Mm-hmm.
And with things that are printed from a 3D printer, you can only get so much resolution out of that.
With a 3D printer also, you add in the fact that these pixels are being subject to heat. Sometimes these pixels have melting points. They might have similar melting points. It could make imagine if pixels could actually heat up and distort pixels next to each other. Imagine how horrible our monitors would be then.
One of the things that I actually did when I used a 3D printer at my college was a large body piece was to cover a hovercraft. And so it was maybe 8 inches long. And so in part of the design of that we had to print out, we also had to design a frame, since we had it fill in upside down. If you think like the top, kind of like an RC car top, we had to build it upside down. And then as the hood and the back part flared out, we had to have our 3D printer had a second material that was kind of waxy that would break off of that. It would hold the plastic well enough to keep it from sagging as it cooled, and it would break off. So that was something else that you had to design. With these small parts, I doubt you have to do something like that, but that's where a lot of that heating and cooling issues can come in, because I highly, highly, highly doubt anything like Shapeways is... I mean, that's all 3D printing. That's not like they're making a mold.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all 3D printing, and there's a selection of materials you can use.
Yeah.
And some materials have been stated by the customizers as, you know, when you order it, don't order it in insert material, because A, it'll look bad, and B, it'll explode.
Yeah.
under all the tolerances.
But yes, I can talk a lot about 3D printing if you want, but I don't think that's where you were trying
I had two reasons for asking you. Reason number one, we were just talking about it a whole lot. Some listeners might not know what, you know, some of the nuances. Some listeners may be wondering, why can't I 3D print my own Transformers? And those would be reasons why.
Yeah. Could 3D print your own Transformers. I would believe that a majority of the parts, up to maybe even Voyager size, would be doable. However, it would be extremely cost prohibitive.
Well, yeah, it would cost a lot. They'd have, you know, you'd be working with certain materials. I suspect that given the nature of it, a lot of stuff would come out not quite to design.
Yeah, it'd come out gnarly.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, number one, I wanted to ask you for some specifics so we could, you know, know some of the science.
That's why the process is called rapid prototyping, not rapid manufacturing.
Well, my alternate reason was I had no new picture pick and I needed to buy myself some time.
I can keep talking about it.
I have one now.
Things like the vinyl of animated triple changer Blitzwing's helmet.
You're getting nervous.
That wouldn't. No, I was just trying to think of the name. that wouldn't be something that you can rapid prototype. I believe that vinyl is too soft of a material. And then I believe also that the very hard plastics,
ABS,
are also
Yeah. So you'd have to build it like palm. You could make something entirely out of palm, so it'd be unpaintable, and then you'd be stuck. Well, what I want to bring up is another third-party thing, because I was flip-flopping between this or a bunch of pictures of United Lugnut with the flash on, and I figured this would be more interesting to talk about. The iGear Volkswagen Beetle prototype has surfaced. Guess what this bears no resemblance to whatsoever?
Bumblebee?
The Bumblebee that iGear showed off before that everyone said looked like crap. So, it seems that perhaps they shelved that idea. I would actually hope they didn't, because honestly, 80% of the reason why it looked awful was because it was in, like, mid-pre-prototyping. And that's not when you show pictures off of something you're working on.
Yeah.
But, this appears to be something that uses the same transformation scheme as Universe Legends Bumblebee, only it's the 80s Volkswagen Bumblebee, which means that he has he looks really cool, except for the arms. And the arms look kind of awful. But some people are actually...
Kind of awful? You're being very generous.
I want to be fair. After all the nasty yang I choked and puked all over that last Bumblebee, I want to be friendly to them on this one. So...
Because
those arms are dire. They're extremely dire. But I don't know how much they're selling this for. I don't even know if they've said if they're going to sell or not. Did they have a price up?
No.
Okay.
No, name a price.
A dollar.
That's too much.
I'd buy this for a dollar.
I wouldn't get. I wouldn't give them a dollar for anything they produce.
Well, I'm going to devil's advocate. I'm going to devil's advocate for them.
Why?
Just because that way the conversation's interesting. Otherwise,
no,
just
your face.
Yeah.
No, your mom.
Okay. Leave my mom out of this.
What a Zeppo, am I right? Aha. So everything I've heard about the most recent edition of the Faith Leader is that it was generally solid. It was wonky in connection points, but the construction was more solid than some expected. So clearly they are able to make a solidly constructed robot. This thing appears to be pretty small, like basic-ish size. It doesn't look like legend size to me, unless the dude holding it has a tiny-ass hand. Just looking at my own hand. Well, maybe
it looks legends to basic.
Yeah, legends to basic. So it looks like a big legend. For that reason, I do think the arms are pretty inexcusable, because there's clearly room to make the arms better than that. And maybe because it's in great prototype state, maybe they will make them better. No, they're probably not. But those arms should be better. However, the legs are pretty cool. The torso is pretty cool. The head's pretty funny. The vehicle mode's cute. That's like, you know, it's got a 6 out of 10 going on so far. The price will really enter into it. If this thing is you know, a certain price point, it's going to not be enticing at all. I mean, you know, in the realm of third-party toys, they're always going to be more expensive. But especially with arms like that, this thing can't afford to cost too much. But it's an interesting idea. If they cop the engineering completely, I don't have the Bumblebee, then that does kind of suck, because, you know, for crying out loud. But to me, this is a far better idea than that last Bumblebee was, at least in terms of showing this thing off right now. This is a far more solid looking production than the previous one was. So that's all the nice things I had to say about it.
Guess, can I attack now?
What would you like to Please say?
Okay. Way back when, I could remember seeing a Grimlock that had been a Generation 1 Grimlock that had been taken and remolded to look like, you know, kind of like a Godzilla-type monster.
Mm.
You know, and, you know, we called that, you know, we didn't call that this special third-party release toy. We called it a knockoff, because that's exactly what it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got a giant upscaled, like, Corona spark plug minicon with a new head, you know, and that's just a knockoff. You know, I got it for $3 at Big Lots. I mean, I said it on here before. If anyone brings down the third party groups, it's going to be iGear, because if it's not gonna be Volkswagen going after them, it's gonna be, you know, it's going to be someone at Hasbro finally going, well, they're plagiarizing all of our engineering, all of our design work, and the whole time, they're charging the kind of prices that, you know, TF Club or Fans Project, companies that create entirely new molds, entirely new engineering from, that what they're charging for essentially what we would call a knockoff.
And that did bum me out when I, because at first I thought, hey, you know, if it's a great proto, it looks like an 80s Volkswagen, at least they designed something new. But when I read that this is apparently the identical transformation scheme from another Bumblebee, that is a bit of a downer. Because it feels like you're not getting something as special for the money you're dropping on something that's unlicensed.
Yeah.
Well, it's plagiarized. I'm
being very careful with my words, only because the whole third party is it or is it not a knockoff thing is such a, like, for some people, a tetchy ass subject that everyone has their own approach to. I'm always like, well, I'm not going to outright say knockoff, because at least all the parts look new, but that sucked when I read that the engineering was the same.
No, the exact engineer. No, that's why I bring up that. That's why I bring up that Godzilla Grimlock example, mm-hmm. because that knockoff has been around for a long, long, long time. We think of it as nothing but a knockoff, and it's the exact same thing that iGear has done here. And at least that is a little bit more imaginative than just making Bumblebee an 80s Volkswagen, because everyone has had that thought.
So this is like, I just want to triple check. This is like legit looks like a Legends toy that was reshelled, more or less.
Essentially, yeah, I can see my Legends Bumblebee from here, and aside from the arms being, you know, pulling out farther and the chest not looking so dumpy, this is the exact engineering.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's not the thing that iGear needs to do right now. iGear needs to sit down and finish that other Bumblebee and make it more their own.
Yeah. Well, I actually had a little bit of respect. I mean, it looked like junk, but it was, you know, it was a pre-prototype. I mean, it, you know, the bot, you know, Hasbro stuff looks that way when it's at that stage. but I at least had more respect for that because the engineering didn't exist. You know, it was in drawings, and they were still downright copying from somebody else, but at least the physical manifestation hadn't been done yet.
And just to clarify, what I believe we mean by the engineering is, like, the full engineering skeleton, not single engineering tricks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we're not going to say, they used a hinge, just like Hasbro does. Like, this is, like...
Yeah.
This is more like the whole... technically, the whole argument of Energon Starscream versus, you know, Smoke Jumper.
Pretty much.
They transform very similarly, but are different toys. Yeah, that sucks. I was all... Even though I thought the arms were awful, I was all like, well, Iger, at least you made something new. And then it's like, it's actually a reshelled Legend. Oh! Well, I mean, hey, does the Legend have knees? At least maybe the legs are new. I don't have the
Legend. No, the Legend...
Are
no.
you seriously? The legs are identical, even.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh.
Teddy even looks the same.
Man. It's like they take 2 steps forward and 12 steps back sometimes. Ah.
You're giving him too many steps forward.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, having a gray prototype of,
well,
you know...
Well, maybe it's, like, 2 stumbles forward.
Well, no, it's 2 steps forward in that it's not a mold that's been shrunken like the Faith Leader, you know? Like all... At least, you know, when I say reshelled, that is partially to their credit in that, ideally, they at least sculpted the Volkswagen-y bits to look like a Volkswagen and fit onto the Legends toy. So, you know, they took... Yeah. It's, you know, at least they sculpted something.
It's just reshelling, though.
At least they sculpted something. I just, you know, for all the bashing I do on iGear, I want to always have that little thing in the back of my head of like, hey, you know, they at least they have the means to do this. Maybe sometime they can, to me, be more artistically legitimate in what they do.
That's what bugs me about this. I mean, if you're going to create a brand new sculpt and copy the engineering of Legends Bumblebee, I mean, could you at least, like, put a knee joint in? I mean, I know they have to be at least capable of that.
Tweak those shoulders to pull out a little bit more.
That's why those arms are so indefensible to me, because, you know, they're designing this themselves, surely,
yeah,
you know.
But, yeah, but see, that's why I don't like iGear at all, because when Fans Project starts something, they think, well, what toy can we upgrade? When iGear produces something, it's what toy can we modify? What toy can we remake? You know, and it's a one-to-one remake. They don't take the effort to upgrade something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this would take was some ball joints in the knees, which is really easy to produce. And they don't even go through that.
And that's what sets JustiToy's World's Smallest Designs apart slightly, is that, aside from some of those World's Smallest Designs being, you know, far larger toys, as I understand it, typically they also do minor engineering upgrades here and there. Like, what was it? I think it was the Grimlock one had an extra bit of engineering to make the proportions slightly better between the head and the shoulders. I do not have them nearby. But
I thought the head came forward.
Something like that, yeah. And if I recall correctly, actually, do any of you guys have the smaller Shockwave?
No.
I want to say I recall in a review of that Shockwave that there was something upgraded slightly in the jointing, but now I am not sure, so I really can't make that as a point in this discussion. But overall, you know, a little bit disappointing. Again, iGear, good, you know, decent try. I'm generous, but not really. You know something that they did that was pretty good was they added, when they did the second run of Faith Leader, and they added the magnets into the stomach to make it click together better. I thought that was a good idea. I was like, hey guys, that's very positive. High five to you guys. So.
Well, they can do parts fine. They're doing the head for Generations Cup, you know, which I can appreciate.
Yeah. That one also, I was kind of like, hey, you know, good. I'd go for it, you know, and do it well. Please do it well. Don't do it like that. You know, that Ultra Magnus head that happened once.
Chewed by a dog before it went through the mail.
Anyway, Mold Degradation Extreme. Let's move on. we have a PSA to drop. This is instigated by Aaron, but I actually agree with bringing it up only because, you know, it's good to know because of certain aftermarket things. So Aaron, what's up?
I started talking about the knock-offing, and it reminded me of some news stories that I saw go up and then aren't on the front page now, so something's going on. But,
oh, dear. Maybe we should be as vague as we possibly can be on a Hasbro level.
They be people making expensive toys, yo.
Knockoffs of expensive... Well, the thing is, knock-offs, it's not even knockoffs of expensive toys. It's knockoffs
one
of...
One is arguably...
Well, one is expensive. The other one, I have no idea why they're knocking it off, because as far as I know, it's readily available, but...
I don't know either. I think that one may have started when it was hard to find.
Yeah.
What we're talking about here is animated RC, supposedly a Takara version, and then also a Shattered Glass Convoy.
Yes. They are being knocked off by if the front page stories are gone, I don't know what the company name is anymore.
CMHSKO?
CMHS or something like that. It's the actual company producing the knockoffs.
Correction. It's CHMS. Continue.
And it's, what was it? The Shattered Glass Prime. That one, actually, honestly, I don't really see what's to worry about because it looks nothing like Shattered Glass Prime.
Well, these horrible. Are also, well, I think the thing is it's close enough that...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, from a distance it looks like him, but there are so many small things entirely wrong with it that I was like...
The thing is unfortunately, if somebody's on eBay and this is being sold as a Shattered Glass, then maybe they don't know that you need to look for the... Till All Are Gone, cracked windshield.
I saw a good point made also that maybe this was a working prototype of a better knockoff of it, but like off the top of my head, the faceplate's the wrong color. It has Decepticon symbols. Its thighs are gray and not dark with silver dry brushing. Just off the top of my head, those are three humongous things that it didn't do. So that one to me was far less of an egregious knockoff than the RC, which is apparently going to even come on a Takara-style card. That's the dangerous part.
Yeah.
Because that means you don't know anymore. If it comes out like that, you won't entirely know if you're getting a proper animated-o Ashi, as they might say.
I don't mind so much where they're talking about doing it in additional colors.
Yeah.
That is kind of interesting, although I've heard enough stuff about some of the toys that they explode if you look at them through bulletproof glass. But this is where, you know, going back to it, you know, it's called a knockoff for a reason. And
and you know, that's where I say, like, all the power to people buying them, just so long as they know that it's a knockoff and that it's not going to be held up to the same quality of construction standard. And then given how many people already say Hasbro doesn't know how to construct their own toys, how bad do you think a knockoff of that's going to be? Like, let's just say you're in that fringe who's all like, they haven't known how to build solid toys since like 02. A knockoff of one of these toys that you think is not so solid, it's not good. It's going to be even less solid.
I do love that mental image of just a fan going, "Oh, I'm fed up with Hasbro. They don't know how to produce toys. I'm going to go buy this $4 version. That'll be quality."
I saw a very good case made when people were buying the knockoff Henkei Thundercrackers and Skywarps, which is that people were buying them with the intention of leaving them in robot mode on a shelf just to finish off their display. Cause I was like, that's a very good idea because, you know, it seems that it was kind of give or take, hit or miss whether or not the toy functioned well as a toy. So if you kind of just glue it together in robot mode and put it up there, then boom, you got your secret display done. But
yeah, I guess the other part of it is the fact that I like some of the authentic third party stuff that's coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I see some of these knockoffs that are, you know, straight reproductions of toys that are still in stores.
Yeah.
If somebody really wants an animated RC and wants to pay me to go and get one and ship it to them, I think last time it was in my Toys R Us, there were still a case worth or two or 12 sitting in there. Granted, knowing my Toys R Us, they're probably about $20 a pop right now. But it's something you can legitimately go and get. Yeah, but I can see Hasbro getting a whole lot more aggressive when they're doing stuff that's on the shelves or stuff that is virtually something that was an exclusive that was made for a group that they appear to have a good partnership with.
Or when they knock off a deluxe and then sell it for $25, which I believe was in the front page story while it was up, that yeah. the knockoff RCs, quote-unquote, suggested retail price was
$24.99.
That's yeah, and that's where, I'm going to segue slightly, I hope you guys don't mind, but that's where when I saw everyone going like, oh, I'll just wait for the Shadow Scyther knockoff. If people are willing to pay $400 for a Shadow Scythe, how much do you think the knockoff guys are going to sell it for?
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to sell it for $100. They're not going to sell it for $100. They're going to sell it for $200. Like, if someone's willing to pay $400 on something that you could have gotten for $100, knockoff guys are not going to be all friendly hugs and smiles dealy. I am very sure. I am very sure yeah. a knockoff of Shadow Scythe, if it maintains that high price, will be $200 or $150 at the very least. It's not going to be a deal. It's not going to be, like, a second go at, you know, a proper pre-order of it. It's going to be marked up. I am so sure. But then again, you know, maybe I'll be, if it happens and it's $100, I'm wrong. And everyone who wants one that didn't get one can get a knockoff for a decent price. But I would not hold up hopes that a knockoff of something that's selling for quadruple its price is going to not be marked up if it gets knocked off. Like, when I read the thread and you know, the hopes for the knockoffs, I was sitting there kind of going like, it's not going to be cheaper. It's going to still be expensive, I am really sure. But, again, who knows? Like, I might be wrong. But in fact, I probably am wrong. I don't know the market that well. But.
Yeah. Well, I think, are you talking the main part of Shadow Scythe? Or the
trailer? I mean just the trailer, I mean. Like, oh. Because that's what people are dropping the sick bucks for, is the trailer.
Yeah, but what's Wild Rider go for?
I don't know.
I think Lupus just had a flashback.
Just twist the knife a little bit more.
Yeah, so I could see them going for a deluxe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if Wild Rider happens, you know, I'll be optimistic on that. I am sure he won't be more than like $50 if he gets knocked off, perhaps even as low as 25.
Yeah.
Just, you know, because, I mean, how much did those Henkei Seekers sell for? They weren't that expensive.
They go for 30.
Okay, so he'll probably be around 30 or 40.
I think they were
Sunstorms 30.
Were 25, 30?
They were 30?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that to me is also perhaps slightly case in point of my point I was making about the scythe, but I don't know. It's a big rocky road, and it always seems to be an unpleasant conversation on the boards, and I kind of wish people could put their emotions outside of it, because to me it's actually a very interesting conversation to back and forth about, but a lot of people get really hung up on the candor of it, or, you know, the personal attachment they may have to wherever they got it from, which is like, you want to, just that's not conducive to organic discussion. Like, but yeah, guess what? Toys are being knocked off, guys. Did you know that?
Shocking.
One of you has to say
head.
Exactly.
It's there's so much space though.
Lupus, say Jinx.
Jinx?
Oh! Now every time Omegas talks, you have to punch him.
I hardly see how that is fair.
Yeah.
I'm not the one collecting medals.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. let's talk about, I don't know. Should we talk about what we got this week, or should we intermiss first? I think we could just talk about what we got this week.
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's talk about what we got this week, guys. Sure. Lupus, what did you get lately?
Oh,
a new computer, gods. Perhaps?
I got a new computer.
Orthodontia?
Not yet. I got a bill for orthodontia.
The bill happens. The orthodontia comes later.
Yes, unfortunately. What have I gotten lately? Okay, so I've got the first, the complete second wave of PowerCore Commander Combiners.
Hey!
Commanders, rather. I got the Dinobot set. A bunch of Blackest Knight figures. I got the Green Lantern 5-pack for Christmas with my superhero Guy Gardner.
Hey.
God, there was a bunch at the Christmas party for the New England TFW get together. But our wonderful super mod X Junkie gave me a Night Morpher Commander. Which,
good lord.
Nice.
be careful with it.
Be careful. Oh, he's staying in the box. He was out transformed once and then put promptly back so he wouldn't get damaged.
I always feel bad saying it because it's a cool toy, but that specific one, the black one, don't worry about it, but that one, be careful with it.
Yeah. What else? I was given a knockoff Mosquito Insecticon from Big Bad Boombox, and he also hooked me up with a knockoff Thundercracker.
Hey! Oh, is it one of the bunch?
It is the ones from the site that we were talking about.
How is the quality on yours? Because I have heard good and bad. It seems like it was literally a coin toss. Like it sometimes
he is still in box.
Damn!
Because I've got the box on one.
Hey, guess what? I'm rich.
No, I was there. So
I know. I'm playing into that old 07.
We can sell those for millions of dollars with a Z.
I'm playing into that 07 stereotype of everyone who went to the BotCon being rich bastards.
Well, duh.
That's right.
Else we get it.
We've had secrets for 4 years, baby.
Oh, God, I'm trying to think of everything else that I've gotten. I got Jazz and Tracks, and Jazz is nice. Sex on a stick. He's awesome. He's got to be, like, my favorite figure so far.
And I'm guessing that he helped keep the knockoff Thundercracker in the package, given that he is a badass Reveal the Shielder.
Oh, God. What I want is I want a recolor of this with Ricochet with a new Mini-Con partner.
If a recolor doesn't happen in the main line, it's like it's beyond the most obvious BotCon toy ever.
They do like ricochets.
There's an Inferno toy. There are so many target masterable Mini-Cons now. If not Cyclonus' target master, it's like, you know, Ricochet and Artfire are going to happen someday.
They better.
I'm so sure.
Oh, God, they better. So, what else? I got the new computer. Wow, there's just been a lot, and I haven't really kept track of it all.
Yeah, I mean that's already a pretty impressive amount of haulage. I'm curious how the knockoff Mosquito is.
Oh, you know what? It's got a lot of limbs.
Are they all still on its body?
They are.
All right, because I've had knockoff insect transformers before, and they were made of soap bottle material, and they didn't hold the legs on very well.
This is actually pretty decent. I did leave it at Big Bad Boomboxes, but
he's
my bro, so I'll be back over there to pick it up.
Yo, I left my knockoff Mosquito in your house.
And it's a fembot too. It's got boobs. Go figure.
Hot damn! Wait, so it's like a mosquito person with
it's
boobs.
It's a female insectoid biped.
Oh no!
Oh, here we go.
Man, I thought
we
were on his way over there.
I'll be in my bunk. Oh, and I got the add-on kits for Rodimus and Bruticus.
Hey, like the Fans Project ones?
Yeah, Explorer, Munitioner, and Protector.
That's some of their best work to date.
Yeah. I just need that Shadow Scyther.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this before the podcast, and I know I've seen the debate going on the boards. I'm just, like, I legitimately thought 600 Shadow Scythers would perfectly fit the demographic of people who have either the very rare SG Rodimus or the even more rare Gente Wild Rider and would want an upgrade kit for it. I thought 600 would be the golden number. Apparently, it's anything but the golden number.
Maybe it is the golden number, but there was a lot of people that decided to buy a bunch of them and mark up the price.
It could happen. Yeah, so the aftermarket on Shadow Scythe, look, okay, I know that I'm not good at the market, but my hypothesis would be if people, if you know, if if people are going to spend $400 on it, people are going to sell it for $400. The best thing anyone can do to try to quell that is to stop spending $400 on it and just let all the extra shadow scythes sit on people's laps until they're ready to put them out for a cheaper price. That's the way that you sway a market. And ideally, with this being such a tiny market, and if you guys really want to be not paying $400 for them, it's up to everybody to not pay $400 for them. So then again, I don't know. I mean, I am not a market expert, though, so I'm just speaking from a hypothetical advantage.
That is how internet haggling works. Basically, if you see that nobody wants it, then just sit on your ass and do nothing. Eventually, it'll go down.
Yeah, and I want to say, if someone's listening and they are hoping to sell it for $400, I'm not trying to ruin your business here. I mean, like, I would imagine you have maybe one or two to sell. So I hope that you're not mad that I suggested that people perhaps wait if they don't want to pay that much. Because, hey, guess what? Maybe someone won't wait. Who knows? But
$225.
I am legitimately surprised.
Wasn't there a $251 yesterday?
I don't know. I'm just...
I am legitimately surprised that they jumped that much. Like,
Are you joking? Did you see the pre-order prices went before they came out on eBay? There's pre-order prices up to $400, $600.
I just don't understand. Oh, yeah,
there's one here where the dude shows that he's got two boxes and one sitting out. So I'm going to assume he has two. And that's 12 bids to $325. Another one for $599.99.
I don't know how this never occurred to me.
Penny's gonna break you.
Just because, like, you know, like I said, I thought it was the golden number, and I thought about Shadow Commander, who, again, as far as I know, Shadow Commander sold for $90, and I don't think he went as high as $400. Unless I
was one of the first ones to get knocked off too.
$24.95.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, there can't be that many buyers out there for it who, I don't know, just statistically to me, from as objective a viewpoint as I can get, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I know
how many people are going to be sitting there going, oh my God, it's rare.
Well, there is that too.
It's the same thing, the way that, you know, Winter BotCon toy is the most expensive.
When they just come out.
Right, when they've just come out.
That night.
Yeah. Yeah, given that it's a fans project item, and I know fans project stuff has gone up in price, it's just that, like, for it to have to BotCon out, if you will, I would never have predicted that would happen on an add-on kit for Wild Rider and Goatee Rodimus. Like, I don't know. It's weird. I feel like something strange is going on that nobody is telling me. I don't know. Like, you're not in on it. It feels like I turned 10 pages over at once, and suddenly I'm a year later, like, you know, reading chapter 13, and I was just reading chapter 5. Like, I really feel like I don't know. And I'm sure many people will say that, you know, obviously, because it looks so cool, but that just can't be enough of a reason to me for that to, I don't know. I'll stop sitting here waffling by myself. How are you finding Rodimus's trailer in the meantime?
I wasn't too sold on the base mode, honestly, when I saw the pictures and whatnot. But you know, it's pretty solid. I like the little Roller 2.0 Roller 2010. All in all, I don't have a problem buying it a second time. I love it.
Yeah.
They knocked it out of the park again, and I can't wait to see what they're going to do for the next armor set that they do.
Yeah, it's a really nice spiritual successor to City Commander to me, just in the engineering. I forgot, Lupus, did you ever mess with City Commander? I forgot if you had one.
Yes, I did.
Did you? How much did you like the fact that it's not a nightmare to get the boot parts on and off?
Dude, my problem is that it links up, and it's not completely flush. It looks nice,
yeah,
and it's solid, but it's not. It still has a little bit of a gap that it makes me fiddle with it. Like,
yeah, it's a little.
Can I get it any tighter?
It's a little bit less like snug fitting, but just it's not
a horror. Like, you're not worried about snapping it.
It's because City Commander. That was easily my least favorite part of City Commander. Was, I mean, I don't have much trouble doing it, but especially the first time I was transforming it back and forth, I was like, oh my God. And then
that pucker moment.
Yeah. And on a protector, it's literally just like, all right, they're like, oh, okay. How do I get this off? Oh, Well, that's much easier than City Commander.
And the arms.
The arms
just like snap on. The problem I had was the chest.
The chest is tricky. I have not had problems with the chest, but P.L. mentioned on his Shadow Scythe review, he found it, if you do have problems with the chest, put the top part on first and then do the hip.
Yeah, that's what I
ended up usually doing, how actually.
I do it the other way around, like the instructions say, and I don't have any problems. But then again, I can transform War for Cybertron Bumblebee without instructions.
Oh, so shut up.
I'm a monster. how are you finding the Munitioner and Explorer?
They're God's gifts, and I really, really, really hope that the print-ups that we see later on, the repaints later on, have the same add-ons for the Energon version.
My assumption with those, given how they're marketed, is I believe they're probably the same robot molds, but they probably don't have all the add-on pieces, given how they've been advertised.
No.
But, I mean, if you have Munitioner and Explorer, you technically have all the add-on pieces. You just swap the different colored guys in.
Yeah, but I would like to have...
Oh, you have... Sets. You have...
I have Energon and...
Oh, okay.
Because I would love to have a nice little swanky Battle Gaia.
Well, it seems all the stuff I've read is people have kind of deduced that those two guys are more so Micromaster homages, which would lead me to think that they're making them focus on the singular robot modes for those re-releases, which I think would be a good idea, because I think that a lot of people kind of completely ignored the individual robot modes. The combined mode is great, but you know, I so many people said, you know, oh, I put it into Colossus mode and that's that, and I'm kind of like, but Munitioner at least is such a fabulous standalone toy. It's kind of a crime.
I mean, they're awesome in individual robot modes, but
yeah,
it's really heartbreaking to think that we wouldn't get any add-on attachments for the other set. Well,
I mean they might. I mean, I'm conjecturing based on the way they're being marketed.
At the same time, if they're not doing that, what? I mean, this is FunPub. What else are they going to be releasing with them?
Fans Project.
All I think of it as FP.
Think of them as Fans Proj. That's the way I do it.
Yes.
The J helps.
It always does, doesn't it?
Oh, man. J wasugoi. That's a Survive Style 5 Plus reference, by the way, for the three people out there who may or may not know what I'm talking about. Come, baby. Come baby. So that's awesome that you got a whack of cool stuff.
Yeah, the only other thing I've gotten that's notable is a whole slew of Under Armour for the whole athletic lifestyle. But that's it.
Hell yeah! Omegas, do you have any Under Armour for the athletic lifestyle?
Athletic lifestyle. I'm on YouTube.
There's athletic videos on YouTube.
Yeah, that people record off ESPN.
Yeah. So
doesn't mean the people posting them are, you know, 230-pound linebackers.
Are you telling me that non-athletic people watch sports?
Serious.
I don't know about you guys. I'm out of here. I can't deal with this.
I've offended the fencer, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's right.
The world makes no sense to me anymore. Excuse me while I transform Defender without looking at it because I'm a monster.
Mowgli.
Shall I proceed?
Yes, go ahead.
We're waiting.
Okay, as usual, this is the... I didn't get much, but what I did was pretty much breakdowns of willpower.
No.
I too got a protector.
You did?
I did.
Oh, actually, I'm really happy about that. I felt so bad when you said you had to make the choice and with everything coming out, and you were like, I gotta drop the protector. I was like, aw...
No, I rebudgeted.
Nice.
So I've got Predaking Standby, I've got Protector now. I might be able to swing MP Rodimus.
Dude, trifecta gonna, it. The end of 2010 trifecta.
I'm gonna sit back and pray it all holds together.
How is it the end of 2010 if we're into the next year?
Shh. It was announced in 2010.
Exactly. Thank you, Lupus. I was about to say that.
That's why you keep me around.
Can't believe this Aaron guy.
Yeah.
Okay. For everything I've heard of this protector, nothing has been overstated or exaggerated. This thing is a glorious piece of toy swag and engineering.
Really glad to hear. I'm always worried about overhyping some of that stuff.
Don't think you can overhype this guy.
Well, I mean, you can't. Hey, guess what? He'll give you a massage. He's such a good toy.
He'll even make julienne fries.
Hey, I accidentally laid down on it the other day. Kink in my back is gone.
Band's project truly are the second coming of toy engineering.
But it is nice. I've transformed it several times now without having a heart attack. That alone is massive improvement over City Commander.
Yes.
I do like, the trailer is a much bigger hunk of leftover plastic than the BFG. However, it does do quite a bit more, which I'm happy about.
It's leftovers. I'm sorry.
the only issue I've had is that the barrel extension.
Yeah, it's a missile. That's the problem with it.
Well, not only that, trying to get it into the trailer mode. I tried getting it in there, and I couldn't even push it in. So I'm like, no. Okay, I'm very gently pulling this thing back out, and it is never going in there again.
That is a... I have not actually read that problem before. That must be a unique tolerance issue, unless I missed something.
Well, is the event...
Mine was a tight fit.
I know it's tight because the instructions even say do it carefully when you pull it out. So I know that is a snug fit, but that would lead me to think that it is likely that a slightly mismolded one would be that hard to fit in, to the point of, you know, I'm not even going to do this.
Mine was a moment of wince the first couple of go rounds.
Yeah, it might just be me. When I spend this much on a single toy, I am extraordinarily careful with it.
Absolutely,
it's yeah, I'm sure it would. I'm sure it would go in if I gave it my all. You know, if I was really trying to get it in there, but I don't want to. Me sitting there with a claw hammer bashing it in. No, I don't even try. You know, in my head, I'm going, you know what? I've got these extra chrome pieces. I've got nothing to do with. You know what? I've got a missile that I'm never going to use again. I'll just set all that. I'm setting parts aside already, so let me just set this with them and never worry about it.
Absolutely. I would. If mine were that hard to get in, I'd probably do the same, because I never really store the flame missile on it anyway.
Right.
So.
But, oh my god, everything else I have no complaints over. I've already branded it. He's got a nice little Autobot logo right where they left a convenient spot for it.
Haha.
It's okay. Knew what people would do that.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
Wait, people put stickers on their toys?
No.
Not at all.
I'm out of here.
He stormed out twice during my what we got this week. I got sidearm too. Which is like, awesome? I almost didn't get him.
Why?
It was $10.
Here's the thing.
Okay, if you didn't get sidearm, like, I would have thrown some at you.
No, here's the thing. There's no thing to excuse that.
I have no connection to the Target Master Hot Rod.
When even Mr. Rockman Model Kit says it, all right. That's when you know.
Two things cross my mind. Number one, you're budgeting for this Predaking and MP Rodimus. You're going to be a cheap bastard now.
$10. $10.
Well, here's what happened. I remembered that.
Ten.
Shut up. I have it in my hand. I have it in my hand, okay?
Aaron is literally headbutting his monitor right now.
Is that what that thumping noise is?
Indeed, the one that I've clearly edited out of the podcast.
Because you're just super...
No, what made me get it was I remember that they engineered a little cockpit for him on the trailer's tank mode, with a scope and everything. You know, and I could just feel that, okay, yeah, I'd be pissed off if I didn't have anything to put there. So if anyone ever wondered what it gets for me to spend an extra $10, a chair. That's pretty much
or
all
like
it takes.
Having a Target Master that a bunch of toys can use.
Don't like. I was never too big on the Target Masters, though.
I don't know, man.
The chrome wings.
Doesn't matter. It's another little. you like minicons, don't you?
Aaron is mad now. I love this.
I don't know why he's outraged. I
think what you should have done.
He won already.
It's just because $10.
You should have opened up by saying, I skipped sidearm. I skipped sidearm and just see what would have happened. And then said, guess what, guys? I got sidearm. But just to let you know, for instance, just to let Aaron, you know, simmer on it for like 5 minutes straight. Of like, you what? Well, that's good.
Should have been the opposite stance. I should have started off with sidearm and then said, no, I skip protector.
I actually have a funny story.
I could understand.
A lot of people have actually done that because sidearm was $10. That would have been a very unique choice to skip sidearm and get protector, I think.
Well, just to be so hyped up over sidearm and then just say, oh, well, protector goes with them so well, so I got that too. I just threw it in.
I have a bit of a funny story to base off this. I had two protectors ordered additionally at Big Bad Toy Store, and I ordered them, you know, way back when sidearms ordered. I had two sidearms, additional sidearms.
That
ordered.
Crazy YouTube money.
Oh man, yeah. You're
channeling Proto Man now.
Proto Man, no, I had two extra sidearms because I was like, hey, $10. Like Aaron said, and then just the other day I realized, you know, I never got those. I never even got an email from Big Bad about those. So I went and looked, and it said order declined. And I was like, what? Then I realized my credit card changed last year, and I never buy anything from Big Bad most of the time because they're over in the States, and Canada Customs loves to open their boxes and charge me money for doing so, and I hardly order from them, and so. They had my old credit card number, so I was like, whatever happened to my two sidearms? Oh, a declined credit card happened. Oh well. So two people out there got my sidearms from Big Bad, and I hope you guys are enjoying
that's
them.
All right, they still have them available.
Shh. No they don't.
Yeah they do.
Not in my not in Vangelist world, la 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 la.
Right.
This was a light week toy-wise for me, but I did cave on one thing since it was after Christmas. And
do they sound like this at all? I had a feeling.
Evangelist isn't alone. I have a Stealth Force toy.
Oh, I thought those were metals. I'm sorry.
They were, but the sound is so similar. I was just... My Stealth Force barricade's like in another room. I'm not going to go all the way over. Good man. You made a good choice.
Yeah.
Is it not the best Stealth Force ever? How much stuff moves on that?
Oh my god. Everything opens up.
It's like, that one was literally the case where I tripped over it on the floor of Walmart, picked it up, like, oh, they made a barricade. I'll try it out. And then so much stuff moves. Like, he's like a beating metal heart of death. I must buy this.
I literally sat in front of these things just goofing with the gimmicks on all of them for a good 10 minutes, just trying to go, ooh, this one moves. Ooh, this one moves. Like, I think the only thing, you know, like, it was this or Silver Streak. Because a lot of stuff moves on Silver Streak too, but something in my head.
Objectively, Barricade is better. More stuff moves on him, and it's more thematic on him too.
Well, yeah, yeah. Overall, I like Barricade a little bit better. But what almost did it was Barricade is like the only one that didn't have Gullwing doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like you know, so it's like, okay.
You got something against,
like,
DeLoreans?
Not a, no. No. I said it doesn't have gold wing doors. This is a flaw, Aaron, that I am pointing out.
This is getting heavy, Doc.
I know, because there's just something weird about, okay, let's see. All the quarter panels fly open, the hood splits down the middle, and then the doors just open up. You know, like the, you know, car in the driveway does that. What's so special about that?
Silver Streak was awesome looking to me until I got Barricade, and then he became, well, okay, he's a stealth force, but Barricade is transcendent.
But it is that same little thing that Gravity Bots have, where it's just, okay, one thing, awesome thing happens. It's just like,
I want to do it again.
You know, yeah. Woo, woo. This is just nice to keep. It's nice to have on the desk, you know, just, you know, when I'm bored and procrastinating on something.
And like I'll always say, Stealth Force, no, they're not good Transformers toys. It doesn't mean they're not good toys.
No. They're great mask toys.
Yeah,
that's what they are.
At what they do, they are very good, but they are not Transformers. And anyone who says these suck as Transformer toys, you're absolutely right. That's why they're not Transformers. They're a different toy line cameoing some Transformers in it.
Yeah, that's why they're not in the same section.
Exactly. Not to be a Stealth Force apologist or anything. I have one that makes, listen to this, I have one that makes Starcom noises.
And, oh, wow.
And it uses Starcom technology. And
see, I almost went for the motorized. I almost went for a motorized one like that. Is there any other besides Megatron and Gears?
Yeah, there's a fire truck that just came out.
Oh, right, yeah. That one I'd probably pick up.
I want Gears, though, because he has a friggin' mortar that at the very end pops up out of his roof. Like, oh, hey, I'm turning into a truck with lots of guns, and everything's moving. Okay, I'm done. Oh, no, I'm not! There's a Gatling gun in my roof! Ha ha! I don't know. It amused me the first time I saw it. That is a healthy haul. Did you count anything in your haul this week yet, or has that not happened yet?
It's still in the mail. Because I will admit, while I am budgeting for many expensive toys, I am a cheap bastard when it comes to shipping.
No, me too. But I'm a cheap bastard with shipping because I live on the West Coast and it all gets here just as fast. Except when it hits customs.
Oh, I just have patience.
Well, I got this. I'm importing this doctor. He's a good physician. His name's Dr. Isaka, and he's been chilling out at Canada Customs for literally 9 days, and I think he's killed everyone there. I think he's just chilling out there. He broke out of his box, went all like, I'm gonna experiment with my weather powers, froze everyone, burned everyone, lightning bolted. That's the only explanation for why it's been 9 days, is he's just killing everybody there. So, no one knows what I'm talking about. So, I'll move on to Aaron. What did you get this week, Aaron?
Oh, let me open up the spreadsheet. Nothing.
Again? Okay.
No, nothing. No, I got the piece that was missing out of the entertainment center that I think I talked about before. Came in, and so I got to finally build my entertainment center and rewire everything. So I got to spend a good 45 minutes to an hour back behind plugging things in and wiring things in and twist nutting things in. And
did you use a drill?
No, I did not use my drill.
Oh.
I need to here soon because I need to run another Ethernet cable back there, but
so when you run another Ethernet cable back there, just tell me in brief what you're going to do with your drill.
I'm going to use it as a drill.
What are you going to drill with it?
Drill to pierce the heavens?
No, because I have a basement. So
now, I was very frustrated because last time we got together, Aaron just very briefly mentioned his drill, and I was all set to hear about his drill, so I got to get something.
I'm sorry
out of
I didn't
this.
Talk about the DeWalt. DeWalt. I believe it's an 18 volt.
18 volt.
Yeah. Big ol' honking battery. Supposed to last for a work day. It's powerful, powerful. But got all that set up and configured, and I need to go back and crawl back in the rat's nest and rewire my center channel because it likes to drop out. And for anybody that knows their surround sound systems, the center channels where all the speech comes from. So you'll be sitting there watching TV, and then all of a sudden everybody's miming. What are they doing? And then you hear background noise.
They're all just making funny.
You hear cars driving by, and you just see somebody going.
It's like when people try to make fun of you pretending you can't hear anything when they just start moving their mouths. You're like, is the sound out or is the TV mocking me?
So I reach back there and I kind of flick around the wires, and then I hit the center channel wire, and then the sound comes back and it's like, okay. Wife rolls her eyes. I'm like, well, it's not okay. It was me because I wired it.
What did you do?
Yeah, I fixed it. That's what I did.
I have a problem like that with my HDMI cable. Every now and then it comes just loose enough for all the sound to cut out, and it's very annoying. And I would replace it, but I keep forgetting to.
But so yeah, I got all that wire, and it's a nice black frame, black smoke glass on it, with the black 7.1 surround sound receiver, the black Xbox 360, the new Slim, so it's a glossy black, the black PlayStation 3 Slim, and the gray cable box.
Oh, your setup sucks now.
So it's like, I've called Comcast and I can return it.
Can I get a black one?
Yeah, look.
Please.
This is like rolling off my entire living room.
Yeah, I think it's like an 8-year-old DVR anyway, which means I can only record 10 or 12 hours of HD content, which really sucks. And so, you know, I'd be upgrading it for that as well. But, you know, if you got one that's in black, it'd be really nice.
Aesthetically, but, I'm not a designer, but... Well, it's good that you got it built up. And,
trying to think what else I may have even... downloaded some Rock Band songs. We can do that discussion, get people fired up again.
Oh,
it's Stan Bush songs, though.
I don't want to hear about it.
The Touch and... Till All Are One? I think, I don't know. I haven't played them yet. I just saw Stan Bush! Download. My brother's sitting there rolling his eyes. He's like, you're a geek. I'm like, you want to play Ghostbusters? Let's do Ghostbusters.
I have a big drill. 18-volt battery.
But no, beyond that, I've got pre-orders in. I realized I actually didn't have Masterpiece Rodimus Prime pre-ordered anywhere. I thought I had. But so he's now pre-ordered during the podcast from HLJ. So
good man. Well, I got very little this week, but I did get two interesting things, and one of them has a story. And I hope you guys don't mind if I tell my little story.
Yeah, we don't want this podcast to go over 12 minutes.
Well, the first thing I got is HLJ had these things called lucky bags. And I was on the internet when they put the lucky bags up and said there were like 70 of them. And the picture had a Reveltech in the bag that I didn't have and some other stuff I didn't have. So I was like, why not? So I ordered one. And I found out, you know, through various people, including John Spanring over on Twitter, that basically the lucky bags are 90% identical for everybody. The main differing point is which Figma you got. So I open it up, and my Figma is some girl in a white dress called Fate Testarossa, and I have no idea who she was, so I gave her to my mom as a late Christmas gift. True story. My mom has a Yotsuba who needs a friend, right? So I was like, hey, you want Fate Testarossa? She's in a white dress, and she has a dog and a bag.
Oh my.
I have no idea who it was. I'm sure someone out there is hardcore spitting acid at me right now, but I'm sorry. Cool name. Don't get me wrong. Fate Testarossa. If I could change my name right now, I'd probably change it to Fate Testarossa, but I can't and I'm not going to. So I gave that away.
Yeah, but see, then you would have kept the toy because it would have had your name.
I would have. That's true. I did get some cool stuff, though, and I guess maybe I was just lucky. None of this stuff. I had none of this, and you know, it was like 5,000 yen plus 2,000 something shipping, so, you know, around $80. But I got two of the One Piece figure arts, Monkey D. Luffy and Portgas D. Ace. I have no idea who either of them are because I still have never read or watched One Piece. But I've had people message me before asking if I'm going to review those figure arts, and so I was thinking, if I review them, I want to make sure I don't ever read or watch One Piece before I do the videos, so I can give them the same treatment I gave the Gundam 00 stuff that I reviewed, which is that I have no idea what any of the fiction is, and that always gets people really riled up. So kind of looking forward to that. It also had a Reveltech sci-fi Santa Jack Skellington. Didn't have any Reveltech sci-fi Jack Skellington, so that was pretty cool. It had a Robot Damashii Unicorn Mode Unicorn Gundam. I like the way that thing looks. I like Robot Damashii. When? Came with the Soul, I think is it Soul of Soft Beer, or is it just a vinyl thing? The Deno and Crayon Shin-Chan box from that very brief cartoon they made. I was like, again, this is topical to me and I didn't have it. Okay. It also came with some Digimon model kit, and it is a Wolfman thing. I have no idea who it is.
That caught my attention.
I have no idea who it is, so I can't really help you.
Is it Lobomon, Wolfmon, Garurumon?
I don't even know what series it's from.
Know those names first.
I think it's from Frontier. I think I know that there's a series called Frontier. It's a newer one, mm-hmm. I want to say. And it was a gray wolf dude.
I want to say it's a Lobomon.
It probably was. It was a very inexpensive little model kit of him, so like not very posable or anything. But also a puzzle of the... from the original Gundam series, the red one, the gym. I forgot what it's actually called, but a little puzzle of that. So, and a K-On tie. What is K-On? K-O-N. All I know is it said, like, pretty high school girls band, and it's a pink tie. And I've heard...
It takes a real man to wear a pink tie.
I've heard if I wear that to an anime convention, I'll get punched in the face. So... I'm really looking forward to my next anime convention if I ever go to one. I'll have to wear my K-On tie and then get punched in the face. But that's not my story. My story is, okay, a couple weeks ago I lied and I got something I didn't talk about because I didn't want to make people mad. But Pedoleon convinced me that I won't get hurt. So a couple weeks ago, like a lot of weeks ago, actually, like last month even, I think, there were these things that are very hard to buy, and there's this site called CS Toys, which would get them, and they didn't do pre-orders, but what they do is that they have a set time when they put them up, and then if you happen to be on the site at the right time, and we're fast enough clicking, you'd get them. So I thought to myself, I don't have any real stake in getting this, so why not? It's not that expensive, and given how expensive these things are in the aftermarket, and that I enjoy the series, I'll give it a shot. So I got some of this a couple of weeks ago, Metal Set 2. And
okay, put on your tie. I'm coming to punch you in the face.
And I mean, I've had Metal Set 2 now since like mid, if not early December, and I avoided telling anyone because I know people have gotten very mad about not being able to get those, and it would be even worse. Given the fact that I have no way of using them at all, I just thought they looked cool. So I stayed quiet about that. And then the other week, CS Toys got Metal Set 1 up, and I was like, well, I'm going to be awake. I'll go on and try to buy them. Didn't work out. And then they never even went in stock, as far as I could tell. And, 8 o'clock Japan time is when they're supposed to go up, and I was like, oh... oh, well. And then at 8:05, I was like, I wonder what happens if I go add to cart. I click add to cart. Suddenly, I have them in my cart. I go to check out, and I have Metal Set 1 right here. So, as I told Pedoleon, if I had to, go through toil and strife to get these medals, I would never have got them. But they just kept landing in my lap. So, I was like, I'm not going to argue, And then I thought to myself, well, the O's driver, I'm never going to get that. For ages, because the thing sells out all the time. Just so happens that the very night that I got Metal Set 1, HLJ got O's drivers in at retail price. So I was like, well, why not? I'll order it. A couple weeks later, I get a message saying, this order cannot be shipped because an item has gone out of stock. And I was like, what went? Oh, the O's driver. Oh, so I pre-ordered it too late. They ran out of stock, and I'm not going to get it on this run. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to get mad. 2 hours later, I get an email saying, your O's driver has been shipped. And I was like, okay. Sure.
That happened to me. And I kind of pieced together that, okay, if something hasn't shipped in a week in their store, then it just sends that letter automatically.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is... I heard a lot of people, including you, were waiting for a shipping notice on your O's drivers for a long time. They shipped mine within 24 hours of me paying for it. So, I swear, I'm not trying to be vindictive in how easy it has been for me to get O's things. But it's been very easy for me to get O's things. And I swear I'm not even... The only time I even tried and went out of my way was when I decided to stay up another hour to go for Metal Set 1 on CS Toys. So I apologize to everybody.
I had to stay awake till 6 a.m. to get those medals, you bastard.
I apologize to everyone who has gone through strife and hardship. I understand what you're going through. I've been through it myself. And that's why I decided to wait until I knew that I would at least have the belt here. It's not here yet. I'm not that much of a bastard. But,
yeah,
you know,
I've got this Draven hardship. My Bumblebee transforms.
It's in transit, right? So I was like, all right, now that it's in transit, maybe now is the time to share what's happened. Because now at least no one can go like, you don't even have the belt, you son of a... So that's my story. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm very sorry.
No, you're not.
Not really. Well, no, I'm more so like I feel empathetic towards those who have gone through trouble, and if I didn't say sorry about it, I'd feel even worse. But yeah, for those who have no idea what I'm talking about, it's a Kamen Rider show, and its merchandise has been selling out unbelievably fast, even domestically in Japan, and people have been going through hell for the last however many months trying to get any of this stuff, and it just kept falling into my lap. In fact, when Metal Set 1 went up on AmiAmi, I had several times I could have pre-ordered it way back in, like, you know, months ago, and I didn't because I was like, I don't know about this yet. It's only 800 yen. I'll get it later. Little did I know. These things sell for about 10 to 12 bucks if you get them properly. If you go to the aftermarket, they sell for $50 to $80. They are not worth that. Ever. At all. But people are going nuts for them. Anyway, let's take an intermission now that I've gone completely and utterly off the topic of Transformers, and then we'll be back to talk about listener questions and Transformers.
There are places where imagination is an outlaw, where freedom is feared, where cookie boredom rules, and there are those who fight back.
Combat cookie boredom. Get new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cookies in four great flavors from delicious brand cookies.
Do it before it's too late.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And unfortunately, Lupus has a work day tomorrow and is in a time zone that, I didn't want to cause his work day any additional stress. In Aaron's case, I don't really mind doing that because it amuses me greatly.
Screw you too.
Hey Aaron, what's up? We're gonna cover a couple listener questions. We'll just smack through these ones. First up, listener question from Daniel came from Pelican. Brackets. Okay, I clearly don't know where to post this, so I hope this will do. Bracket, double bracket. I'll also post the emotions you say it. Smiley face, double bracket. How do you answer that question, Aaron?
12.
Okay. Omegas, how do you answer the question?
Lemon cake.
How do you say it? It.
It.
It. It. Question mark. It, smiley it. Face.
Oh. That's it. Question mark. Smiley face.
Look, it's in the topic. That's the question. Look. Can't believe you guys weren't more prepared for this. He continues. Hi, Master Vangelis and Lackeys. Oh, look what he called
okay.
you guys.
Okay, I resent that. I was clearly promoted to subordinate last year.
That's very true. And I'd prefer it if our listener questions could more accurately reflect our hierarchy here. Thank you.
I thought I got left Tennessee in there somewhere.
I decided to nullify the entire lieutenant rank because I think the word is spelt really stupidly.
Yeah, but I thought that appealed to your German roots is why you assigned it.
It did at the time, but I was going through a phase and it's not so guile to me anymore. It's German for cool. He goes on to say, I would like to know how you get your upcoming Transformers movie news bar the home screen and bar the movie forum. Sorry, I thought he meant a news bar. News bar the home screen and bar the movie forum. What I mean is, whisper, what other websites do you use? And do you use Scream Wikipedia? As I read their article on TF3, and I don't recall anything of such mentioned in the podcast till now, October 25th, 2010. That's how long it's been the queue. Such as the name of the film, Dark of the Moon, etc., etc. If this has been sent to the wrong place, please say it anyway, and or if you did mention them and I'm missing something, just ignore this message completely. So, generally, any news that we talk about is stuff off of the TFW front page and really likely isn't from Wikipedia. And I would highly not recommend trusting Wikipedia for upcoming movie news.
No.
Yeah. For existing movies, Wikipedia, in my opinion, can be a decent source if you're just looking for info and you don't need it to be 100%, because often those articles are okay. For an upcoming movie that has a lot of attention, those articles are a no man's land. They're a big war zone.
Yeah.
Just like IMDb.
Damn it, you ruined my joke there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just flowing with it. No, we don't use Wikipedia. And we don't, it's not that we generally just use TFW, and it's not because we're actively trying to dislike other sites. It's just that it lines up easier. We're based out of TFW. It makes more sense to a majority of our listenership, in my opinion, for us to just reference TFW articles that people would probably be discussing on TFW. And it just keeps it all centralized and really is less work for me. I hate running around other websites to get info together, because then I have to have all these tabs open and it's a bunch of hoo-ha. I don't hate other websites. In fact, guess what? I am friends with people who sometimes post on other websites. I don't know if this makes me a little bit too out there for you guys, but it's just a true story. I don't mean to be a forward thinking, man of the hippie internet, but I in fact don't hold it against other people if they visit other websites.
I do.
That's because you're an internet racist.
Look, it's TFW. I mean, there are other sites out there, and they can all pretend that they're cool.
How am I supposed to get my up to the minute pro wrestling news and curry recipes off TFW?
We have other forums for that.
We have a TFW wrestling thread that you can read. And I'm pretty sure if you went into general discussion and started a topic about food, you'd be surprised at the number of foodies we have on the site as well.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to put the challenge out there. I don't think anyone on TFW knows anything about curry like I know about curry. I don't mean to start another Doctor Who's TARDIS could get blown up by a Rider kick, which it can. I'm not trying to start something like that again, but I think that if I went into GD... Yeah, you see what I did there? I think if I go into GD and I go like, hey guys, let's trade curry recipes, I bet you the topic would either sink or be useless because no one knows curry.
Well then, are you talking Indian curry or are you talking the more English curry?
I'm talking curry I like. I mean, curry with a sweeter tinge to it, not bitter curry.
Okay.
Asian style, if you will, but not that Asian style. I'm speaking more Eastern Asian style. Island style, you know. What I'm trying to say is, there's nothing wrong with going to other sites, and don't feel bad about it.
You should feel bad about it.
How am I supposed to tweet from TFW?
Sure, there's going to be an app for that soon.
You tweet from your iPhone.
But that's not going through TFW. I stumped you, Aaron Smith. I knew I could. I feel so good right now. But yeah, I like TFW, so that's where I base most of my TFing out of. He goes on to say, goodbye and adios, Master Vangelis and said lackeys. Oh.
Again with the lackeys.
From a UKer. P.S., Power Rangers and Kamen Rider for the freaking win. Tongue. Sure.
Wind tongue is fine.
I like Power Riders. Counting the medals. We got one other listener question. Hope that answered your listener question, by the way. Daniel came from a Pelican. This listener question comes to us from Demons, who says, quote, I'd love to ask a question. I'd love it if you asked a question too, Demons. Goes on to say, I'll ask it here, but if you can give me the proper means, I'll gladly post it there and wait my turn in line. You did.
So do we need to actively classify where to send questions? Yeah, because everybody seems to have issues with...
These questions were all sent like in October, November, so I'm sure that, you know, given the time buffer of the queue, at some point this will stop coming up all the time.
No, it won't. Well, what is the proper place? We'll do this as an interstitial.
What the proper place to send a question is somewhere where I'll see it, preferably in a PM somewhere.
That's not the old, likely abandoned now Gmail address.
Well, you're welcome to send questions there. It's just that generally Gog's the only person who checks the Gmail, and even then, I don't know how often he does. I keep forgetting we have one, unless we're doing contests. So it is better if you want it to be added to my queue, you'd probably want to PM them to me somewhere on YouTube or on TFW. However, you know, Gmail, those will get answered at some point. In fact, Gog's been figuring out a thing. I don't want to say anything other than that. He's been figuring out an interesting thing that we may or may not talk about in 131. I have no idea if it's ready yet. But yeah, just
when we know, you'll know.
Everyone who asked this question PM'd me the question, so people's instincts are correct so far. So there you go. Unless all the Gmail ones also say, I don't know if this is the right place to send it. Let me continue with the question. My question is ... Well, let's proceed it with that statement. Or, sorry, with a statement. Let's proceed my question with my question is. Excellent. No. He'd like to proceed it with this statement. Quote, over the course of the episodes, I've seen that the general consensus of the podcasters is disappointment with iGear. Hey, Omegas. Just blatantly copying designs such as the Masterpiece Seekers. Hey, Omegas. However, now that we've recently learned that Masterpiece Rodimus is coming to the United States, however, in Hot Rod form, which lends one to believe we'll be able to have Hot Rod, Rodimus Prime, and Hot Rod's alt mode as viable modes, with no Rodimus Prime alt mode thanks to the loss of the trailer, which seems to house the top of the truck. That was a long sentence. This brings me to my next question. If iGear were to do a simplified trailer, perhaps it wouldn't turn into a base mode, or looked a tiny bit different from the base trailer, or not, who knows what they'll do, that had the faux cab-like the Japanese Masterpiece will have in order to make Rodimus Prime's alt mode. He spelt faux, P-H-O, by the way, which is a very delicious Asian-style dish, but I think he meant F-A-U-X, faux. How would you feel? Would it still be a borderline knockoff, or would it just be a quote-unquote upgrade set? I only ask because generally I feel like the Justy Toys, I think it was them, whom made the simple MP Prime trailer that didn't open to a base mode, always seemed fairly well received. Before we answer the question, Demons, I can tell you why Justy Toys' unopening trailer was pretty well received and iGear's was pretty maligned. Justy Toys' trailer predated the official Takara trailer by at least a year, if not 2 years, if I recall correctly. Whereas iGear's not only post-dated that, it post-dated the trailer, right? Am I remembering correctly? Because I know
about the same time.
I know that that the reason why I really came down on iGear's Masterpiece trailer was when proof was posted that it copied molding details from something official, like to the point of being kind of a legit knockoff. But that's why Justy Toys trailer was so well received, because it came out before Takara even did one, before third parties like iGear and Fans Project kind of existed, as far as I recall. So that's why, just for context, in case you were wondering. But Aaron, what if iGear made a faux Rodimus Prime trailer to fill in the missing component that probably will not come with the American Masterpiece Hot Rod? How would you feel? Mad? Or sad?
No, because then they're filling a needed slot. Kind of like the City Commander armor. Where there's a perceived need there, and they're filling it. It's not, you know, if they were doing a direct copy of the Japanese trailer and releasing that, I'd have issue, I think, a bit more with it. But as a replacement for that, I'd feel better. The only problem would be in that if you're somebody that's online and sees that there's this Japanese version and that then there's going to be this US version that's going to be neutered, I guess is a word, although it's not like, I mean, it's turns into Hot Rod.
Yeah, it's literally because the Hot Rod toy basically does everything self-contained, itself, and the trailer is the only way it ever looks like the Space Winnebago, pretty much.
So, I guess what I'm thinking is the fact that there are going to be two types of people, really, that are going to be buying this one or the other version of toy. There's going to be the person that's on the internet that knows about this Japanese version. And granted, it's about $200 to get, but that's where Masterpiece price point has kind of floated up to anyway. Or it's going to be the person that goes into Toys R Us one day and sees this Masterpiece Hot Rod.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there are going to be many people that would pass on Rodimus to get the US version of Hot Rod and then pay the likely $100 to $150 to get a trailer that's going to have the parts that come out, you know, even if it doesn't do any of the base stuff or any of the other stuff, to just make it look Rodimus-y rather than Hot Roddy. There's still going to be a lot of mechanics in that and some money in that,
mm-hmm,
that'll make a low production run thing like that cost more.
So it's not going to be massive savings.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to be, I don't need the base, and what, I mean, because what all does the trailer do? It does the base mode.
It's the base mode, and it has the Rodimus vehicle parts. Without the base, there's not even an interstitial Rodimus vehicle mode for Hot Rod, because literally Hot Rod's car mode kind of just folds up, kind of, and then drives backwards into the trailer, and then an entirely new front folds out.
So if you're going to have something that, even if it's not entirely, you know, it doesn't look the same, it just looks maybe like a derpy Space Winnebago, even then you're going to have some parts and you're going to have a lot of plastic. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that it would be a savings. So I think if one were to be kind of casual and go into your Toys R Us and see this and do some research and see that, hey, no, there's this lot better version, I think they're going to be more likely to buy the lots better version.
And I also want to say, like, part of the reason why I agree that it would be expensive is, if I recall, the Justatoys Masterpiece trailer was at least $60 to $80.
Yeah.
And it didn't even open.
Yeah.
And it was also scratch built. There was no existing engineering for it. It was literally, they built a very good looking box with wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Justatoys was, I always said, I think Justatoys has some of the best construction you can find for a long lived company like that. They always had good construction going on. So it was well built, but it was a box. That's why I kind of skipped it. Omegas, our resident eye gear enthusiast.
Oh, yes.
This episode. How would you feel if they decided to make a Rodimus trailer for US Masterpiece Rod?
I'm kind of in the same boat as Aaron. The fact that, okay, I could understand there is a need if you want to pick up the U.S. version instead, especially since the U.S. version is supposedly coming with something to make up for the lack of trailer,
mm-hmm,
which, you know, we're basically equating to like a legend-sized Target Master right now.
Yeah, we have nothing to back it up except that. That seems like the most likely thing to give Rodimus. Like,
except, yeah, unless he's going to come with a fishing pole for some reason.
And that would be cool, too. Don't get me wrong.
And a little Daniel figure that I know that some people will, you know, melt with a magnifying glass.
If I get a Daniel, I will put it right in my mouth and then put it on my shelf.
In your mouth? Wait, is it still in your mouth while it's on the shelf?
No, I take it out of my mouth and then put it on the shelf.
Okay, why did you put it in your mouth first then?
Show him who's boss.
Okay, that's a gentle way of doing it. All right. At the same level, yeah, since the trailer is going to have parts that are required for the Rodimus Prime in Winnebago of Doom mode, then yeah, it's going to take some engineering. They're not going to be able to cut the cost on it that much. It is still going to be a really expensive box, and you're just going to have to buy it separately. I mean, there isn't, and not to mention, you know, now you applied like tolerance differences, difference in plastics, materials, finishes, paintwork. You might, I mean, for as many little things that could go wrong with this, and for the fact that yes, essentially, since it still does have. Well, let me get to that second. It's not going to be cost effective because you're going to have to pay for the engineering, pay for the extra shipping, pay for everything. You might as well just get the full version.
Yeah.
And especially because, like, I can see this, like, when a fans project produces a trailer, it might resemble it, but it doesn't, it is still its own creation. Whereas, to create this, that's the classics line. You can have some play with the original designs and the original looks of everything, and it's fine. It still, looks like the character. That's not the masterpiece's job, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, the masterpiece is supposed to be the iconic look, how you remember them in the cartoon, in the original toy. This is supposed to be the epitome of what the original design can be. To take this U.S. version and create a trailer for it, it's still going to have to look exactly like the trailer. And it's still going to have some kind of Rodimus parts coming out of it, which means, yes, there is no way around it. That would be a knockoff.
Well, there's no way that they, like, to me, it would be completely redundant to originally design a completely original trailer that does everything an existing trailer does specifically for that toy already. Because the Fans Projects trailers are trailers that did not ever exist for the classics toys that they upgrade. In this case, there is already a trailer for this toy that only the US is not getting. So
right.
It would make no, especially with iGear's, willingness to cop engineering, I do not see why they would design an original trailer at all. It would be pointless. If they can just pop open the Japanese masterpiece trailer and backwards engineer it, if they were going to do it, that's what they would do, I think. I don't mean to be pessimistic, but...
Oh, no, yeah, I have no doubt of that.
I could see maybe Takara releasing a trailer if they decide to do some like MP09R for just Hot Rod or something weird, and then they release a trailer separately because they
USA
maybe,
release
maybe
yeah
but I would
even
not,
still that's yeah. That's a really long because they didn't ever release the trailer just by itself, did they?
No, it was only nope.
It was only
MP04,
in
MP04 if I recall correctly.
So.
Because that's why I was waiting for him to release a trailer on its own, because I had MP01 from way back, and way back when it came out, and I never got MP04 because it's a good trailer, but I've never wanted that giant box enough to replace my MP01, because at the end of the day, it is still a giant box to me. And
right.
But I'm generally coming at it from where you guys are coming at it. If we're just going to stick to iGear making it, number one, it would 90% for sure just be a knockoff of the Japanese trailer. And by knockoff, I mean a copying and pasting of that trailer, pretty much. I would be that's where they'd come to it from. How would I feel? I would not be really mad because there would be a market for it. Because there would be people buying a U.S. version with no trailer. The thing is, as was pointed out, I would not see it happening in a way that would be cost-effective whereby you would not just buy the Japanese one, unless it skyrockets in value after it comes out. And who knows, maybe it will. But unless that happens, I would not see much of a purpose for it to happen, just because, I don't see a cost-effective method for it happening. I don't see anyone making an original version, given how specifically engineered the toy is to an existing trailer, it just seems nonsensical to me for anyone to make an original one, and to make a knockoff one seems pointless because why not just get the, like, given the cost it would cost to reproduce it, given the cost it would cost to ship it and everything, I don't see how it would save anyone any money. The only people it would help would be people who unknowingly wanted a Rodimus Winnebago mode and bought the US one, not knowing that there was a Japanese one out there. And even then, it just seems like such a far-fetched idea to me with all these factors that if it happened, I'd be like, you know what? Great. I mean, there's a market for everything. I hope you guys sell some. I hope the people who buy them are happy, but it doesn't seem like good business to me. Again, I'm not a business person. Just when I have assembled these factors in my head, I'm not seeing how this would work out. I don't even see how this would work out in iGear's favor, because I don't see how they would sell that many if it costs as much as I'm pretty sure it would need to cost. So that's my thoughts on that. Hey, guess what? We just totally discussed this without bashing iGear. High fives all around.
Nice.
Good man. Good man. That's the whole thing. I made a vow a little while ago. I'm going to stop being so avariciously rambunctious in my iGear bashing. That's why I was devil's advocating for them, because it's not interesting for us to talk about something when we all go like, those guys suck. Yeah. I don't like them either. Because I went out of my way. I read reviews of Faith Leader. A lot of people were satisfied with Faith Leader, and I have to give them credit for that. And with those Seekers that, you know, when we're going like, oh man, they're just down, they're just, you know, taking a custom design. They're altering the existing Masterpiece Starscream design. At the same time, there is a clearly demonstrated market of people who are after that. And for all the knocks I make about the products, I want to really specify, because this is something that always comes down in those threads. There's no reason to insult the people who are that niche market that want that thing that actually looks, that, you know, to you and I looks kind of dumb. I mean, I went through this in a Crazy Devi thread the other day. Crazy Devi, the foot parts, guess what they were? They were ankle extensions for $30. I thought that was kind of dumb. But there are people who bought them because they're interested in having that whole Crazy Devi Predaking set. And all the power to them. There's no reason to come down on someone for deciding to go through with that. To come down on the product, to come down on Crazy Devi, that's fine. But don't come down on the people who actually want to buy that stuff. Conversely, if someone is bashing a product you like, they aren't insulting you. And whatever company made that is not going to reward you for defending them. So just remember, bash the product, not the people. And if the product's being bashed, you're not being bashed. So if that was a universal thought process that was inserted into everybody's mind, that would solve like 50% of the arguments about a lot of the third party and iGear stuff. But then again, I'm not the puppet master yet.
It would be hilarious if someone got a box in the mail with a little note that said, thanks for having our back. Here's a set of gold rings.
Yeah. We saw that post you made. You're a bro. Here's some free stuff. And it's Crazy Devi, so all the free stuff breaks your predicting. Sorry. I actually heard that apparently Crazy Devi has had some successes here and there that have been overlooked because a lot of us, including myself, really can't get over what the original iteration of their wings did before they send out those extra bits.
I have no problem with Crazy Devi other than their marketing scheme. You know what I mean? Everyone else, they produce like upgrades for a single toy. They release it all at once.
Yeah,
you know,
and
whereas
I posted in that ankle extensions thread, like objectively, like with no malice meant to anybody, this is not going to work for very long. They've outstayed the goodwill that they had that had a lot of people buying the individual bits. I don't think they're going to get new buyers. Like the people who are buying the Predaking parts are people who went into this way back, who are established Crazy Devi customers, as far as I know. This is not going to keep working for them, especially after that PR disaster that was their wings that they released. That was a mess, and that slaughtered a lot of their goodwill. And like those ankle extension parts, those should have been packed in at least with the wings, especially because those ankle extension parts, they look like they're designed to stabilize Predaking to keep together with all the bits on him. That's perfectly good sense, but they shouldn't be sold as a standalone $30 add-on, because it's ludicrous to expect. I mean, your established customers, who, of course, they'll know what they are and they'll buy them because they're buying the whole set. But if someone just sees that on a table at a convention, they're not going to go, I always wanted Predaking's ankles to be an inch taller. You know, it's objectively, it's not going to work for them to keep doing that. I don't mean that they need to sell everything in one set, but every bundle that they sell should have an impact that makes it enticing to me. That's my belief. And those ankle parts are like the epitome of how not to be enticing. Like even the Devastator stuff, when it was just the hips, it's like that would still articulate the hips of your Devastator if you just bought that set. The hands would give you cooler hands, but this is like the ankles will make Predaking minusculely taller, and that's it. And structurally sound to sustain more upgrades, each sold separately. So, yeah, I don't know how I got on that tangent at all, but I guess I just had to let that out.
well, you took your hatred in eye gear and you passed it off to Crazy Dev.
I don't even think I'm being hateful when I say this. I'm just like, you know, as I said in the thread, objectively, I don't see how this is possibly going to keep working out for them, especially when they like that Wings thing to date has wrecked their reputation with quite a few potential customers. And, I'm going to leave that over there.
Evangelist just has aggression issues that we're trying to work out right now. So please bear with us.
I just wanted to do a little thought dump, because I did a thought dump in a thread about ankle extensions, which I'm very sure lots of people won't even read. So I'm being a little attention whore here, going like, I want everyone to hear what I had to say. Anyway, guys,
stomp off.
Guys, there are even more spoilers to talk about. Guess what almost all the spoilers are? Don't say it yet. We're not in the spoiler section yet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a spoiler itself for the podcast. Spoiler section.
This is the spoiler section. From this point forward, the virginity of your experience with upcoming Transformers media will be at fatal risk. You have been warned. Turn back now, or bear your penance for eternity.
Hey guys, guess what a whole bunch of these spoilers are?
Toy stuff.
Hey, okay, I don't know if you guys heard about this, all right? Sometimes they still make toys overseas, and guess what still happens when they make toys overseas?
They walk out of the factory.
Yeah, and then guess where they show up?
eBay.
No, Yahoo Japan. Auctions Japan. This is new to me that they're showing up on Yahoo Auctions Japan. I don't recall this happening very much in past. I think because eBay is probably cracked down so much. Well, I want to say they cracked down so much. There are like 15 Ironhides and Megatrons for sale from Dark of the Moon on eBay, like as I speak. But yeah, guess what? More stolen toys. Listeners, I apologize that this is the quality of our spoiler news, but you know, it's worth talking about. It's just, it is. It's again, third week in a row.
There was one in all of that that seems pretty good.
Well, I mean, it's interesting stuff. You know, we got to see, hey, guess what? To satisfy Seth Buzzard's fear, one of the NASCAR guys has, like, what was it, goggles? And, like, a mullet? I can't remember anymore. Mm-hmm. We got to see a deluxe Dreadbot, a deluxe green Impala Wrecker. I want to say there was another
it's
one.
It's an Impala.
Impala?
What? Impala.
No, Impala just sounds like a cool name.
No, Impala, it's a brand of car.
I'm Vlad the Impala. It's a Dale Earnhardt Jr. slot car, number 88.
Dracula in the hood.
So we got to see that stuff. I want to say there was toy listings too. So now we know the names of a bunch of toys too. And we, you know, if you do a little bit of deduction, you probably can figure out who the crazy mustachioed robot was in the teaser. But let's just quickly talk about the toys. Anything about these toys that really struck you guys? I honestly, given that, especially in the case of the Impala, it's mostly just the vehicle mode. What's wrong, Aaron?
Nothing.
What's that noise?
Me headbutting the microphone.
I thought so.
Because you're too far away.
any thoughts about the Dreadbots or the sports car? There, I said sports car. Aaron?
Actually, an Impala is a sedan. It's NASCAR. They put different car names on it, even though all the cars are virtually identical.
That's quite a non-neutronomium liquid you got there about Haley.
Kick your ass.
Haley Whittington Hunt Shod.
I'm going to see you at TFCon and go, oh, hey, Evangelist, how's it? Wham!
No, you're just going to walk up to me at TFCon and go, like, hey, Evangelist, I'm going to punch you in the balls. And I'm going to be like, you're going to what? Oh, that hurt. So, any thoughts about these toys?
The toys, they're looking like movie toys.
Yeah.
Angly and bitsy and... Yeah.
And a lot of lack of good photos of robot modes.
Yeah, a lot of gray resin and a lot of, grainy first picture so that you'll want to buy it and then share it with everybody else because we can obviously not transform them or something. I don't know.
I will say,
I want to know why the pink foily background to completely blow out that picture.
The Yahoo
what
Japan.
What can we do to screw this picture up even more?
The Yahoo Japan auctions didn't actually end all that crazy, if I recall correctly. So I got to give some credit where credit's due there. Well, whilst people are bidding up, and I kid you not, to triple digits on Voyager Ironhide and Voyager Megatron, at least the Yahoo Japan auctions didn't get too nuts. For the first ones, I mean, there are
for the AMP number 88. That's current ended price is 81,000 yen.
Wait, 81,000?
81,000. That's about 1,000 US dollars.
When I looked at these things with less than a day left, they were at like 6,000 yen. I just looked at the Dreadbot. It ended at 100,000 yen. Never mind. You are all God. Crazy, sick people. Never mind. I take it all back. I hate every... I'm out of here.
That's three times... Three Stormouts now.
Is that a record? Is that?
I had so much nice stuff to say about everybody. I take it all back. Every single... Oh. All right. Anyway. I also just found out that it's not a mullet and goggles. It's a pair of sunglasses and a cap on the Impala.
That's still just as bad. No, the thing actually that I got the most interested in was the toy list.
Oh yeah, I want to save that until after we've gone through the.
Everything else is blown out photos and way too expensive. There,
I want to double check. Omegas, any thoughts on the
It is well. It was it was nice to know that the NASCARs weren't just going to be offered in the Stealth Force line.
Yes,
that made me happy. Just my dad being a huge NASCAR fan and the guy responsible for the 1,000+ toys in my room today. This is just going to be cool just to see his expression. There's NASCAR Transformers. Well, I just find that to be cool.
I had two major things I really wanted to point out before we moved on. Number one, the AMP. I think that the alt mode looks great, and I think that the paint apps, if they end up looking like that, look pretty awesome with all the little logos and everything. I think that looks marvelous. And also, I love that the Dreadbots have giant friggin' pincers that you can stick on the... That's awesome.
SUVs with giant pincers running down the road.
Those pincers are glorious because they... You know how there's different sizes, right? They aren't too small to look stupid. They aren't too enormous to look stupid. They went past that and got even bigger to look awesome. I love it. I have no idea how the hell those things are going to... Like, I'm just guessing that you pull them off. Like, unless... If they fold up into the vehicle mode, applause all around. But I just had to put
that
out there.
The shot of the underside, though, that... It looks like they might, because they're thin.
That's true.
You might have to fold away the... You might have to fiddle with the wheels, it looks like, in order to get there.
Oh, man.
I do like how it's... the blades kind of play into the design, because in the chest and the head, it's kind of like how I wanted the movie designs to go. It's like, you've already got like so many sharp angles in every direction. Just go completely nuts with the sharp angles. And these guys, it looks like, these guys look like piles of shrapnel with eyes. Which
yes.
is great.
And they have dreadlocks, and I think that's awesome.
Dreadlocks for the dreadnoughts?
Yes. I don't know. The dreads... I love the way that they look. not sports car that is apparently still kind of a sports car, but isn't a race car, but it's made by the Impalers. It's okay. But the dreads, everything about the dreads, giant SUVs, black SUVs with giant fold-out pincers in their robot modes have dreadlocks. That all stylistically jives with me really well. So I'm jazzed for dreads. I want to army build some dreads. Okay, let's do the list. There's a bunch of stuff on here. A lot of size classes and names. Of note, of course, Leader Sentinel Prime. I wonder who the guy in the trailer teaser was now that we... Yeah.
I still... See, I think the guy in the trailer teaser may not be anybody.
That's true.
Because the trailer teaser could just as well be the same as the trailer teaser for the first one.
That's very true.
The robot stepping on Beagle.
But I wouldn't say I'd say it's still, you know, it's not uncouth to put those two guys, like that guy with this name.
Say even odds on that one. Actually, the thing that I think Sentinel may be is that really big honking fire truck.
That would be actually way the hell cooler.
Because
what if the old dude turns into the fire truck, so we get a fire truck with a mustache?
That could be cool.
No, fire truck that turns into Albert Einstein. I don't know about that.
I'd be up for that too.
No, I've got the feeling that that fire truck is going to be a big item because it's a fire truck.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I don't know why, but fire truck to me screams boys toy gotta have.
Stealth Force fire truck is the biggest size class that is an Optimus Prime. So
yeah.
Well, they always do try to release those as fire trucks as big as they can get away with.
Yeah, because a fire truck in a deluxe size is going to look a little bit off.
It looks kind of funny.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work.
And I mean, Inferno even is kind of small. He sort of pulls it off by kind of being like a stumpified firefighting vehicle. Yeah. But anyway, other than that, in the list, guess who else is in the list, guys? Guess who else is in the list? A bunch
Optimus
of movie
Prime.
Characters. Bumblebee's in the list as a deluxe, even.
And a leader.
Yeah, and a leader. We knew about it. We saw the rage about that already. He's preventing leader class Bone Crusher from being made by taking up a slot. There's an Optimus Prime with a trailer as a Voyager Plus.
I think that's cool.
It's starting to make me wonder that Bumblebee that we saw that had that big trailer that he actually rides and forms into that baseball.
It's going to be sold as a Voyager. It's going to be this enormous Voyager box with a legend and a micro machine truck.
Well, the leader. That's the leader.
That's the leader.
$45. Here you go.
Recession. Deal with it.
Well, no, I'm literally, like, this might be like a subline within the main line where, okay, instead of just giving you this vehicle, we're going to give you a little playset to go with it, which is where this Prime would have to go, because at Voyager size, this is going to be like a scout-sized Prime at best.
Well, that's why I'm curious, because Bumblebee has this too, what the plus next to the size class means. Like, I'm sure it doesn't mean like some magic Voyager plus price point, which is like Voyager and then $20 for a trailer. So I'm kind of wondering about it.
Hmm.
For instance, like Miscreant, one of the first replies, he says, I wonder if there's any significance to that plus sign, maybe a standard Voyager size toy with an upcharge for the trailer toy shipped in its own case, perhaps. That's actually I think that's a good theory. I don't mean to say that that's probably going to happen, but that doesn't sound ludicrous to me. I mean, that would just be him shipping like, you know, Chrome Ravage shipped to Toys R Us up here in Canada. So Don't know. I just want to quickly mention some of the other names in here. Skids. We all love Skids. Also, Roudbuster is going to be coming out. I believe Roudbuster was said to possibly be a wrecker, but I can't remember where I read that. There's going to be another.
Roudbuster was a wrecker, so.
Yeah, so Roudbuster can be another wrecker. Or Rayoddbuster. Deluxe RC. I wonder if she's going to still be a unicycle motorcycle thing.
God, I hope not.
I hope so. Just to see all your
It'll be that. It'll be that really freaky combination that we got an official picture of.
Okay, yeah. Did I said it on the podcast, right? That does not look like an official combination. That looks like a proof of concept of the slot flap. I said that on here, right?
I think so. Yeah, well, sure, but still, so the combination that's going to be how they make it happen.
Yeah, the combination that showed off only had two of them anyway.
Yeah, that's even more proof that was a proof of concept page and nothing more, in my opinion. Slamming my fist on the table.
Not sure what it proved, but...
It proved that the slot flap can connect to the slot flap, basically. Like, hey, look, the slot flap sticks to itself. You can slot flaps into slot flaps.
Stop saying slot flap.
Slot flap. There's also someone called Air Ride. And there is a Voyager Megatron, which I think we've seen. There's a Deluxe Starscream, which we just saw. Barricade.
Once again, a picture that people don't know how to transform these things before taking a picture.
Yeah, it's his vehicle mode and his mech tech weapon. There's not much to really say yet. But Barricade makes me happy. It sounds like they're hopefully that's our Barricade. Some dude called Crankcase, a military helicopter Voyager. Jolt returns! And new villain Voyager. Wonder who that is.
You know what I notice in this list? Apparently nothing that could be that red car that's on set so much.
I bet you that's Rayoddbuster. I don't know.
Rayoddbuster, you think so?
Well, Roadbuster's a wrecker, so who's Rayoddbuster going to be? Maybe that red car is Air Ride, and he's really confused.
Air Ride. Oh, because he's got, like, air shocks. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd work.
Sorry, first reply. Yeah. First reply. Roadbuster equals Ferrari?
Yeah.
I just said it as a joke. So, I mean, it's a cool list. It's interesting to see a lineup. This looks to me, given that it's TFDA with numbers, that sounds like perhaps the Japanese numbering scheme. If this is, you know, this might just be some kind of case scheme or some behind the scenes scheming, but it does sound a lot like the Japanese numbering scheme with DA and DD for Autobot and Decepticon. Anything in here that you guys want to talk about that we haven't already talked about? It's opening the floor.
No. Oh. No, I got my bit with the, we actually have some names, and hopefully that's the name of the big honkin' fire truck.
Omegas, anything in here that we didn't bring up that you wanted to drop?
There's no leader blackout. That's all I got.
Oh, who wants a leader blackout?
Nobody in their right mind.
It looks like a cool setup. Lots of deluxes. I think deluxe is one of the stronger price points myself, so I'm cool with that. Even Starscream busted down to a deluxe. I don't know if that's going to work, but we'll see.
Ratchet and Ironhide came out pretty good.
They did. But Starscream's transformation to me was already tenuously working as a Voyager, and the leader, to me, was the most legit version of him. I mean, yeah, it could turn out well, but he seems to me like a tricky one to pull off as a deluxe. But that's just me. I hope that Barricade's new. I hope these are all new. I hope Skids, RC, and Jolt strike me as possibly just repaints. Ratchet as well. But
Ratchet will probably be a repaint. I'm sure something in my head wants to say the Sideswipe's going to borrow a lot from his last release.
Very likely.
It's so new.
Yeah, very likely. I mean, a good release to borrow from, one that a lot of people skipped. So,
that version of the mold,
the one with guns.
Yeah, that one.
Your favorite toy. Yeah, I got nothing else really yet. I mean, because there are no pictures of these. So the last thing I want to do is start discussing what I think the toys will be like, because I will explain things that are probably a lot better than what might come out. And that's not to say what comes out will be bad. It's just that's the nature of speculation. But good to see names, good to see price points, good to know a toy line's in the pipes. Gents, I think that we're done with the spoiler section unless someone really wants to bring up Tom Kenny. Either of you really want to bring up Tom Kenny doing a voice? I don't know what to say about it other than, hey, he was a voice in the second movie, and if he's a voice in the third movie, then I bet he's playing something perhaps even from the second movie.
No.
Maybe. Mm-mm. Oh, okay. Good spoiler section, guys. Good podcast, guys. We are done for the day, for the evening even.
Good.
Thank you for joining us once again. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us once again even. We'll be back with 131 after 130. We'll be back with WTF and TFW. We'll be back in your house, banging the walls, shaking the ceilings with our amping jaws. You ain't gonna bust a rhyme like I'm making Crime Time. Nobody got the moves. Cause...
Why do we always have to have a Canadian rapping?
I really love doves. Moves and doves are spelt the same, so ergo they rhyme.
Aaron, let's just go over there. We're not with
them. Hippin', hoppin' to the jip jop.
I will never remember to make the curry thread.